Kelly.
And I'm Joe Torti, and today on a Patriot Way edition of This Week in Pro Football,
we'll take our annual look at how teams are built, why bad teams are always bad, and argue if the Pats did the right thing by signing Antonio Brown.
The Eagles fly into Falcon territory for an Al Michaels special against a team with its back already against the wall.
We'll form some ridiculously early week one opinions, ask Odell Beckham what time it is, and say goodbye to the Jags.
Sal Pal picks up his load of laundry, Jim McCormick on a number of early injuries, and the dreaded pick segment is on to week two right now on This Week in Pro Football.
This Week in Pro Football.
Don't make me sock you.
This Week in Pro Football.
Leave it up. Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
The hardest hitting football show in Philadelphia.
Guests.
Featuring weekly correspondent Sal Palantonio, taking you inside the Eagles and the entire NFL.
You come this far, you play with trust, you play with confidence, and you play physical.
It's This Week in Pro Football.
Are you ready for some football?
And now, Pat Callahan.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to week two. This Week in Pro Football on 97.5, The Fanatic and the National Football League. Another action-packed 3 hours coming up. Welcome in my partner, Joe Torti. Morning, Joey T.
Good morning, Pat. We're broadcasting once again from the gorgeous, beautiful, brand-new Sportsbook in Parks Casino in Bensalem off of Street Road. It is fantastic. And you know what? Some of the diehards are locked in for the college football action today or looking ahead to the pro action for tomorrow. Just the place to be if you're trying to place your sports bets.
It is a great place. Great place. Big leather chairs. They got like 15 TVs here, Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Man, and man, how you probably could blow every dollar you've ever saved here.
Well, that wouldn't take very long, you know, for a couple of different reasons.
Yeah. So it's a great place to be. I want you to come down and see us if you're in the area, Parks Casino in Bensalem. Walk up here. There's some sort of prize wheel going on over there, right?
And yeah.
So you can win. I don't know what it is. I think it's dinner, lunch with Tyler Zuli, I think, is the premier gift that they're giving out.
Yeah, I think that might be an auction kind of set up for charity. But, yeah, there's concert tickets over there. There's cups and T-shirts and koozies and all kinds of good stuff.
All right. All right, we look forward to seeing you here today at the Sportsbook at the Parks Casino. But, all right, Joey, let's get started here. Let's take a quick look back. And I want to bring Tyler in on this, too, here. Just we'll start with some week one overreactions because you know how it is in the NFL with social media now. There's just a fusillade of reaction to every single thing that happens. So why don't we do it, too, and contribute to the mess? So I'll start. Let me hit you with a few things. You guys can tell me, is it an overreaction or is there actually a nugget of truth in it? And then I'll listen to whatever nonsense you guys want to peddle. All right? Number one, Dallas is very good. Now, that's off. They beat the Giants, and the Giants' stats really weren't that bad either, but Dallas looked very good. Is that an overreaction?
Not an overreaction. Dallas certainly did look very good, and I think two things can be true at once, right? I think that you can see Dallas as a good team and the Giants as a really bad team, and you see good teams do what you're supposed to do against really bad teams. I don't know if they're a Super Bowl contender, but I certainly do agree that they looked very good week one.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. I don't think that there's anything that says that the Cowboys are a bad football team by any means. And I've been saying it for a couple weeks now and getting a lot of flack for it. Both the Eagles and the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. Whether who wins the division and who wins the wild card team, both those teams are going to be in the playoffs at the end of the year.
And that is huge. And we're looking way, way, way ahead here. But certainly that will be a major factor in who goes where is who wins the division, right? Because coming out, those days are over when the wild card walks his way to the Super Bowl, or at least seemingly anyway. All right, Joey, what do you got?
The one that I have is involving your team, Pat, is right. That the reports of the Rams' demise are greatly exaggerated, right. And Todd Gurley in particular, they're a trendy pick this year to have the regression still put up 30 points, beat a very game Panthers team, and looks like they smacked them into oblivion because they were not ready to go on
right.
Thursday.
Right.
Are the Rams going to be an NFC contender once again?
All right, well, my answer is yes, they're certainly going to be a contender. The overreaction part is, I think you're right. I think the overreaction occurred in preseason when everybody wrote them off, including you and Sal. So, but I think the real barometer will come tomorrow. If they can dispatch the Saints tomorrow, well, then I think that will solidify the point you just made.
I think I wrote them off as well, and I think I'm still kind of sitting on that teeter-totter fence, but because Carolina is not a good football team, as we saw last on Thursday night. You're right, though, Pat. That this week is going to be a huge determining factor as to what this Rams team really is. We saw, you know, the run game kind of change up a little bit. It's not Todd Gurley, Todd Gurley, Todd Gurley every single second, but it was effective, and you're right. They scored 30 points. This week's going to be big for them.
All right, Tyler, give me one.
Well, I'm going to stick with this theme of, you know, teams that are maybe thought of in a different light after week one. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers still are real, even though the fact that they did get absolutely blown off the face of the earth by the Patriots this past weekend. I know that the gripe is there's no Antonio Brown. What's going on with the offense? Is Roethlisberger declining? I think this week, much like your Rams, I think this week is going to be a huge test for the Steelers as they have the Seahawks coming to town.
Boy, that's an interesting one, Joey. They looked horrible Sunday night. I mean, that was literally a walkover by New England. Could have been a lot worse. It just looked like the Steelers. I've never seen a team when they go on the road in national TV games, because they're on national TV so much. I've never seen a team that could look so bad as Pittsburgh can. And then a week later at home, they look unbeatable.
It makes you wonder if they're bad or if they were unprepared only, because they were clearly unprepared. Like, there's no doubt about that. It's, are they unprepared and bad?
Yeah.
Or was it just that they didn't have the right game plan and then it'll be better at home? But you're right, on the road, it's a disaster.
Yeah, I'll say this, Tyler, that I think, I'll say overreaction, because simply because they've done this so often, look terrible on the road, and then they come back and play really well. So I'll say overreaction. Let me answer with one more, is that the New York Jets are the most snake-bitten team franchise in sports history. Is that an overreaction? I mean, have you ever seen anything like it with this team?
So for me, as I take a look, I think about all of the things that have gone wrong with Cleveland over the years and things like that. But I have to say, in a year where the Jets thought that they were going to make a big-time push, perhaps for an AFC wild card spot, to have everyone associated with the Jets have some kind of injury, whether it's Quinnen Williams, C.J. Mosley, Le'Veon Bell, Sam Darnold has the high school sophomore kissing disease. There's all kinds of things that are going wrong with the Jets. Snake bitten is a good word. I do not think that that is an overreaction at this point.
I think it's a good word. I don't know if it's necessarily the most in sports history. I'd stay in that city. I think it's the New York Knicks who have been more snake-bitten recently. And I know that you want to go across time. Probably the Jets have it more. But recently, I would go with the Knicks in that city. But it's not crazy to say that, you know, this team that was supposed to be a wild-card contender, you know, an up-and-coming, Sam Darnold's second year, takes a big step forward. They've got a lot of issues, and I don't think they're going to be resolved quickly.
No. Their season could actually derail Monday night if they lose to Cleveland, and Cleveland comes in with a big chip on its shoulder. So let's segue from that, Joey, into the Sunday night game here in Atlanta.
Yes.
When Philadelphia plays a team that's in a similar spot, and that is the 0-1 Atlanta Falcons, coming off a terrible game against Minnesota where they were whooped. And Atlanta came in with a lot of hype. A lot of, you know, they were back. They were really beset with injuries last year. They rebuilt that offensive line. They do have tremendous individual talent throughout the offensive side of the ball. They got smacked around by Minnesota last week. So now Philadelphia comes into town, and they're facing a team. Is it talk about overreaction? Is it too early to say Atlanta is going to play in a slightly desperate situation?
Well, if you look at 0-2 teams, Pat, making the playoffs, the records are not good historically, and certainly not when you haven't played any divisional games yet and you lose to two NFC opponents. So, yeah, I don't think that it's too early to say that Atlanta's going to be playing with a little bit of an extra edge. You talk about that rebuilt offensive line, though. Already 40% of that line is injured, will not be in the game against Philadelphia. So you're seeing Atlanta, yeah, a lot of individual talent, but maybe a little bit hollow in the trenches, and that could be where this game gets decided. The Eagles, you're not necessarily motivated by falling to 0-2, obviously, with a win in week one, but if you get to 2-0, it is more of a statement for who you are in the NFC, and that's something that they'll be focused on.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the Eagles, you know, the Eagles are the better team, and but something about that line, I don't know, Joe. I mean, the Eagles are clearly, I think, a superior team to Atlanta. As you pointed out, their offensive line is now beaten up, and already, that's really a bad sign.
Crazy.
And so Philadelphia comes in, but they're only a 1.5, 2-point favorite. So, I mean, there's somebody who thinks that the Falcons are, in fact, going to rise up in this game.
Well, and part of it is, right, you have an embarrassing loss on the road. You're coming back. You're opening a brand-new stadium. Like, all that other kind of stuff that goes into this, right? And if you're Atlanta, if you lose this game, yeah, there are still some things in front of you, but your division is tough. You've got games against the Saints. You're looking at a team in Carolina where it looks like they can be in any game. I don't know if they're going to win any games. Like, it's gotten crazy. Atlanta's got a lot of work to do, so this is one that they kind of have to have if they're going to right the ship here a little bit, or else it could be over early for the Falcons. Stunning to say.
I know. Amazing we're talking about that kind of stuff in only week one, but you know, Atlanta does not have an easy schedule going forward. The Falcons, after Philadelphia, they're at the Colts, which I think is not by any stretch. That's not a walkover. Home to a suddenly maybe improving Tennessee team. Then at Houston, they got the Rams, Seattle. Tough look for them. So I think Atlanta's going to come in with all guns blazing tomorrow night. Philadelphia, after this, home to Detroit, and then they have the Thursday nighter at Green Bay, and then the Jets. Not as much pressure on the Eagles schedule-wise, but I think it'd be... The Eagles are, you know, we all talked about them last week as being really the superior team in the NFC, so I don't think it's a good idea to stumble tomorrow night.
No, definitely not. And if you're the Eagles... What I said all week, Pat, is that you don't need to come out like gangbusters the way that you were at the very end of the Washington game. I think if you have a little bit better start, you don't go behind 17-0, and you just marginally improve things. Two things that I'm looking for, right, are the run game and the commitment to the ground game. That was something that did not exist, and that was the way that Minnesota beat Atlanta. And then, of course, right, the other thing is when you're looking at Washington and letting them stick around, not really having that happen with Atlanta, because we've seen what happens with Atlanta in close games, and we've seen Julio Jones in the red zone under a minute to go. Usually it's a money situation. Now, it didn't happen that way with Jalen Mills, of course, but those are a couple of things that you're looking to clean up and shore up is your pass protection down the stretch, because Washington did score what ended up being a meaningless touchdown, but it's a point of pride.
It wasn't meaningless to most of the people sitting in this room, I
That's
think.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the commitment to the ground game. Minnesota won with only 10 pass attempts by Kirk Cousins in that game. That is so baffling
to me.
That?
Let's do a little homework here, Joe, for once. I can actually do this right. Where it's 610-632-0975. We'll ask some trivia questions throughout the show. You know, I don't even pre-screen these with Joey T because I know he can't answer them.
But our record's not great.
But if you call up and you know you're a clear NFL fan, we'll hit you with a question. And there's a nice prize pack you can win here from the folks at Parks Casino, presented by the good folks at Norris Sales. So we'll do that. And how about our social media? Where's your 300,000 followers at, Joe?
They're at Joe Torti. Of course, you can follow Pat at TWIPF Pat. Tyler Zuli, our producer, is at Tyler Zuli.
All right, 610-632-0975. Why don't you join us here, or better yet, you can join us at the Parks Casino Sportsbook. Joe, you just said something a minute ago. Can Doug Peterson even stick to a running game? I mean, can he do it? But I think last week, didn't Jordan Howard lead the Eagles in rushing attempts? I think it was 9. I just don't know if he could even do it.
Well, so it is interesting you bring that up, because in 2017, the year that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I thought that the season was defined at Kansas City, or more specifically in between weeks 2 and 3. Because in that game, the Eagles were right in it with a very game Kansas City squad, and midway through the third quarter, they completely abandoned the run. And I thought, same old Eagles, there's no way that they can get this done. It's just Andy Reid light, blah, blah, blah. However, in between weeks 2 and 3, you had Carson Wentz, you had Zach Ertz, you had Doug Peterson all addressing the fact that, hey, we need to be more committed to the ground game. We need to do more in terms of rushing the football. And they followed through on that. And the balance that they were able to have in 2017 powered them to the Super Bowl. They were one of the most unstoppable offenses in the league that year.
I agree.
Last year, not so much. They didn't have that balance. Now, they had probably the worst cast of running backs in all of the NFL last year, so maybe that had something to do with it. That's not an excuse now, but you're right. Last week, it reminded me of early 2017, where it's like, where is the ground game?
Just don't know. And like you say, this could be a prime chance to do it for two reasons. One is, I think Atlanta, obviously, is susceptible to a good run game. And secondly, you know, keep that offense off the field. It's an extremely potent offense that Atlanta has. It took them a long time to get it together. They scored a couple meaningless touchdowns in the fourth quarter last week. But, you know, I don't think, Joe, Philadelphia can take the first half off like they did last week. And I think they could find themselves... If you get down 17-0 to this group, I mean, I think Case Keenum, that was an aberration. I don't know where that came from last week, but I think I don't think the Eagles want to repeat what they did last week as far as having to rally in the second half.
Well, especially considering the way that Atlanta's defense is built, they're not particularly good or shut down, but they are built to play from ahead and rush the passer. It reminds you of those Indianapolis Colts defenses when Peyton Manning was the quarterback. The team's designed to get ahead early and unleash the pass rushers, but if you're ahead and asking them to try to make stops in the ground game and things like that, not nearly as well equipped as they are to get after the passer. With Vic Beasley and those kind of guys, Grady Jarrett, guys who can push the pocket. So getting a fast start is going to be essential. I'm just not counting on it because it's not something that the Eagles traditionally do. They've been really brutal here, Pat, in first quarters dating back to last year. They just can't score any points to start the game.
I know. And the other thing always rankles me, it happened again in the Monday night game, the first Monday night game of last week. When DeAndre Hopkins had his usual 24 receptions for 415 yards and two touchdowns. Should the Eagles not double cover Julio Jones? I mean, when you go into a game against a team in which, you know, some plurality of the offense, 30-35% of the offense goes to one guy, like Hopkins in Houston and Julio in Atlanta.
Sure.
Why don't you take him out of the game? I mean, isn't that what Bill does every week when he plays a good team? He makes you win with somebody else, something other than your strength. Why don't they just double cover this guy all night tomorrow?
Well, because a couple of reasons, right? You have different tools available to you in New England. If you're trying to shut down somebody's top receiver, I'm not saying that Gilmore's the solution for everybody, but he's the solution for a lot of different wide receivers across the NFL. So you're not having to dedicate as many resources to slowing people down. And the main reason with Atlanta is that they've just got a lot of stuff. If you double Julio Jones, that's fine. If you're committed to making sure that he doesn't beat you, that's okay. But Calvin Ridley, Austin Hooper, Mohamed Sanu, these are all guys who have been productive in the past. So it's kind of a pick-your-poison thing. You can either decide, I don't want Julio Jones to beat me, or you can try to say, hey, I'm just going to try to defend the Atlanta Falcons as best I can.
Man.
Because Julio Jones has not had a great job of finding the end zone
against
Philadelphia.
I know that. That's true. And a matter of fact, Atlanta, period, has not had a good effort. The Falcons are 2 of 9. In the red zone in their last three games against the Eagles, all of them losses. And your boy Matt Ryan is 4 of 17 for 19 yards with one touchdown in the red zone against the Eagles. So maybe the Eagles should let him get there. You know, maybe they shouldn't cover Julio at all until they get to the Eagles 20. This is a big game really for both teams, but I think the Eagles are going to get Atlanta's best effort in the first half. I think it's one of them games, Joe, where if the Eagles take their punch, you know what I mean? Just take the punch in the first quarter. And if at the end of the first quarter it's like 7-7 or, you know, 3-3, then I think the pendulum swings in Philadelphia's favor.
Survive the storm early on. Now, two of the things, I guess, that play roles in this are everybody talks about the Eagles' recent history against Atlanta, won the last three games. All of those have been in Philadelphia. They have not gone on the road to Atlanta to play. That could be a factor. And the other thing is that Carson Wentz hasn't played in any of these games. So there's the Carson Wentz factor that you've got to pay attention to.
Two big variables. Of course, Atlanta doesn't have much of it. Do they have a home field edge? I mean, I know it's a dome stadium. But, I mean, do they have a raucous, like Saints-like home field advantage?
No, I wouldn't say that they have a Saints-like home field advantage. And further complicating things, Pat, is that we've gotten reports, people have called in earlier this week from Atlanta saying that they're kind of getting the vibe of this same old Falcons kind of situation, a lot of hype and not a whole lot of production. Yeah. So if you are the Eagles and you jump ahead early, I'm not saying that the team would quit, but you're giving the fans an excuse or a reason to not get excited. They might take that. They might check out, and you might kill the home field advantage if you are able to get up 10 early on.
And talking about the Saints, I cannot stand the New Orleans Saints. I cannot stand them. Do you know what I mean? The fact how Houston lost that game Monday night, again, Joe, it talks about what coaching can do. At the most inopportune moment, coaching can destroy a 59.5-minute effort.
Oh, yeah.
And to think that the Texans, after just a wonderful two passes by Deshaun Watson, got them the lead, And they only had like 30. New Orleans had like 30 seconds, right, to go from their 25 to field goal range. And they did it with no trouble at all because the Texans were in a prevent defense with 6 seconds to go. And all the Saints needed was 9 yards. And the Texans had their two safeties like standing in the end zone.
Yeah.
You just can't even believe it.
You know that I'm a big Clemson guy. The only thing I was watching the entire time and thinking was, man, this team does not deserve Deshaun Watson. This team does not deserve them. I mean,
he is a special player, Deshaun Watson. But I think the Texans, I don't know. But, all right, look, we have a couple minutes. I want to introduce a couple other things here, Joe, that we're going to talk about throughout this high-quality three-hour program here on 97.5 The Fanatic. By the way, we're at 610-632-0975. So I want you to get in on this because, Joey, we talked about the Patriot way, right? And so obviously the big news last week was New England. I did not think they were going to do it, but they did. They go and sign Antonio Brown.
Like 5 minutes after we got off the air.
I mean, to use the term radioactive, you know, is a disservice to uranium, okay, the way Antonio Brown is. He was not going to be placed on the commissioner's reserve list. I understand that. You know, nothing's been proven yet. Okay. But first off, did New England do the right thing in signing this guy?
Do the right thing. So what does that mean?
All right. That's fair. That's fair. I'll rephrase, Your Honor. Did New England, not social, I'm not talking about socially. Was it a good move by New England to sign?
From a football perspective, it's a brilliant move. It's exactly what you wanted to do. You wanted to trade for the guy when he was in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was not willing to play ball with you because you're New England. I don't know if this whole thing was orchestrated behind the scenes. I'm starting to think that maybe it was. And if that's the case, then fine. If someone's going to sign him, right? So someone is going to give him money. And if you're the New England Patriots, you have Super Bowl aspirations. Your wide receiving core is not that good. You've got guys that you don't know that you can count on. Julian Edelman's been banged up. He's got the thumb injury. And Josh Gordon, we know all the reasons.
All right, that's fair, because I was going to challenge you on that wide receiver core not being very good. But it's hard to argue with what you just said. Gordon is an outstanding receiver. But the biggest problem Josh Gordon has is, of course, Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
So you may be right. And, of course, they don't have any really all-pro tight end now anymore. So, I'll have to defer with you on that. But such baggage, Joey.
Yes.
Can't you picture? It won't happen this Sunday. But can't you picture a couple weeks from now when New England is battering some hopeless foe and they win the game 38-14 and Brown has 4 catches for 49 yards. And you can just see the problem starting in the locker room for a team that normally does not allow that at all.
Well, I mean, you talk about the Patriot way and what that means. I don't think that that means doing things the right way. I think that the Patriot way is conformity. And we've said the same things. We said it about Josh Gordon. We said it about Chad Ochocinco. We said it about Randy Moss. We said it about a lot of different people that the Patriots have brought on. I don't know why Antonio Brown would be different. We don't see LeGarrette Blount blowing up because he's one of 6 running backs in New England who gets touches. That, for whatever reason, I don't know how they do it. I don't know what you can bottle to make this happen. Conformity is the way it goes. I do not see Antonio Brown blowing up.
I don't know, man. I understand your point. I know the examples you just cited, but boy, I think this is a whole new case. This guy raises, I'm telling you, this guy is trouble. I think he's mentally unbounced. Other than that, I think he's fine.
Other than that, he's great.
Yeah, and I just think there is real potential problems for a team that doesn't need it. I told you last week before they even signed him that I thought they were going to walk to the AFC title game.
Yes.
And they certainly didn't need him Sunday night against Pittsburgh. They could have had Joe Torty out there at wide receiver. It would have been fine. And so I don't know. I think the downside of signing him for a team like New England, and of course this is contingent upon Josh Gordon toeing the line all season. But I think the downside of signing him for New England is greater than the upside.
610-632-0975. He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torty. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Paul Nolan from freewinners.net, talk about the weekend slate. All of that and more. We've got Sal Pal Antonio. Jim McCormick will give you all of that detail in a matter of moments. It's Pat Callahan, Joe Torty, This Week in Pro Football.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, we're broadcasting all season long from the beautiful new sleek state-of-the-art sportsbook here at Parks Casino. It's quite a place, Joey. A roomy 7,500 square foot space, lots of state-of-the-art touches with a sweeping 156-foot-high definition video wall. They can show 36 games at once right here at the Parks Casino Sportsbook. You can make your bets best with the tellers, or there are 18 self-service kiosks for you to make your wagers on your own. Plenty of food and drink, a full menu, beer, wine, cocktails available, pub favorites from the kitchen. They got a wonderful beer garden out back here on a weekend like this. The weather being what it is, there is really, I don't think there's a better place to watch college or NFL football than out there in that beer garden. Spacious bar, three VIP areas to watch all the action. You can bet all your favorite ways here. Spreads, money line, props, parlays, and teasers. Sportsbook is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the self-service kiosks and live teller assistance until at least midnight most days. They're located Street Road, exit off of 95, and the PA Turnpike. You must be 21. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The new Fanatic pregame show starring Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Gibbons. This Sunday at 5, live from our new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook. And we're flying from the PHL to the ATL for the Bird Brawl in Atlanta. Westbrook, Avant, and Gibbons break it all down.
Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The new Fanatic pregame show starring Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Gibbons. Sunday at 5 on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 24 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philadelphia at 215-533-0652. With a 55-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting and robotic concrete demolition and highway sawing and sealing needs. They are the only full-service Union Concrete Cutting Company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services Concrete Cutting Systems offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, PA, serving all of Western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Don't get sidelined this season. Count on Park Bank's business banking solutions to help grow your business. A return to a better banking gains you an experienced community banking partner who values your time and offers competitive options to fit your business needs. Find out more details and product restrictions at parkbank.com. That's Park with an E. Or call us toll-free at 866-727-5325 to experience the best in commercial banking. Member FDIC.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Kershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Text and text additional $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest lease rebate and approved credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Kerbeck's 2019 model year closeout event specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was 36.5, now 25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 7-passenger GMC Acadia, just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore, just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. The 2019 model year closeout event. 2019 GMC Acadia, $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore, $99 a month. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us. Eagles fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for over 45 years. Don't settle for watching the game on the couch again this season. Start a new tradition this Sunday. Join hundreds of your closest Birds fans for Eagles away game parties at Xfinity Live, presented by Miller Lite. Watch the game on our 32-foot HD screen, the largest on the East Coast. Enjoy our $5 game day menu. menu and grab ice-cold $3 Miller Lights all day long. And remember, the first Miller Lights always on us.
As we return to school and work, all of us need to be aware of our surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If you ride NJ Transit trains or buses or live or work near a station, you know when something just doesn't feel right. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Stay alert, stay alive.
This is Brian Westbrook. If you need maintenance on your vehicle, go to Meineke for all your automotive repair needs. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sports talk for Warminster and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here on This Week in Pro Football. 97.5, The Fanatic. Broadcasting live from the beautiful sportsbook here at Parks Casino in Bensalem, PA, right off of 95 Street Road in bucolic Bucks County. And I've lived in Bucks County for 30 years now.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, aren't you proud of me?
I am, and you made it. You get some kind of pin or something like that. Yeah.
Bucks County's great. Bucks County is great. I don't want your kind moving into Bucks County. We understand each other.
Yeah, I understand that. There will be, like, a full-on, like, security checkpoint if I try to make my way.
I'm a big advocate of, like, toll booths, toll gates, things like that. You know, maybe, can I see your papers, Mr. Torrey? That kind of thing.
Tyler Zuli weighs in as well, says, via the text line, stay out of our country, our county. So there you go. It's you and Tyler hanging out together. I'm just living in South Jersey.
Go. We're at 610-632-0975. Do we have Paulie up?
We sure do.
All right, let's bring him on here for Paul Nolan, the proprietor of freewinners.net. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right, Paul. Week one is in the books. I know a savvy operator like you at freewinners.net, by the way. You can reach Paul at 888-366-3733. Paul, I want to ask you something. Week one is in the books now, and when you're looking at the lines that come out and deciding which way you want to go, how much psychology plays in? Like the Steelers last week, they got bombed by New England. They looked terrible. Do you think to yourself, all right, here comes a big bounce back, and does that weigh on how you look at these 16 games each week?
Oh, my God, absolutely. There's a lot of pride. Teams that get pounded on national television, where, you know, they're embarrassed. And it's a proud group. I mean, that's a group that's got a nice history. They got a lot of, you know, veteran guys. They have an offensive line that, in my opinion, is as proud and as stout as it gets. Didn't play their best. They were embarrassed. The wheels fell off. And I just know that they'll bounce back. Teams that get embarrassed on national television hit about 65% against the spread when they lose by more than 28 points. Absolutely. There's no question about it.
There you go. How about that? WC didn't know that, Joey.
Yeah, learn something new. Now, Paul, one of the other things, obviously, I've got to think that you're licking your chops in the early going because we did see some lopsided scores and things like that early on. A lot of people thinking that they know things about the way that things are set up and seeing the way that the odds makers are setting the lines right now. Do you think that this is the best time to get involved considering the fact that there is so relatively little information available on these teams right now?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. You guys are really on it. I think here's a good example, right? Obviously, we're talking about both ends of the spectrum, New England and Miami. Before both teams played last week, the look-ahead line, that means when Vegas sets a line for 2 weeks in advance, that line on that game was going to be 10. Now both see it opened at 16, went right to 17.5, then went to 18, and now it's at 19 because of recency bias. And let's be completely honest. I mean, Miami looks like they've completely nailed it in. Everybody wants to be traded. Everybody wants to quit. I think one of the season ticket holders just got traded to Cleveland. It's such disarray. And New England, everyone has such a bias towards them because of their phenomenal greatness. And now you're going to add Antonio Brown to the mix. You know, so there's a perfect example of this, the public completely overreacting, but it also makes sense on so many other levels. If you're a Miami fan, this is not good. Road favorites of more than 14 points, 8-1 against the spread against divisional rivals since 1980. When they, you know, teams with minus 14 on the road as a favorite of division rival. I mean, that just feels like one of those spots where everyone be like, "Oh, you got to take the home dog here," but it's really not the case. And you know, teams that lose by 28 points or more at home are just 4-19 against the spread since 1976. So teams, it's like there's no hope for Miami here, but you really want to lay 19 points, you know, in a game where there's going to be 50-mile-an-hour winds, and you know New England's going to just chop and run and chop and dink and dunk, and Miami's obviously going to be embarrassed. You hope there's going to be some pride there, but to me, I think New England's one of those teams, if you're going to be interested in that game, they're part of a three-point teaser, and I think your audience probably knows what a teaser bet is, correct?
Right, right. That's excellent stuff, Paul. Paul, you can reach Paul Nolan at 888-366-3733. Paul, talk about overreactions. How about Minnesota at Green Bay? All of a sudden now, after 1 week against Mitchell Trubisky, the Packers have the 85 Bears defense. So a little bit of an overreaction there, Paul. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. But I think the only thing that's good about it was that Minnesota is also enjoying the overreaction, too. The look-ahead line on this game is the same as what it was. So people did see Atlanta get manhandled and just, you know, I mean, when you see a team get run on that way, it's scary because teams that can really pound the rock and run, especially in a point spread game, is wonderful for the dog. Because let's be honest, if you got a team that's failing, to run the ball late in the game, they're going to most likely lose a lead. And when you got a team getting 3 or 3.5, it's a really nice spot. But I think what really has to be addressed in this, watching the all 22, Mitch Trubisky left so much on the field. Guys did drop passes, but the offensive line missed so many assignments. When I tell you, we watched that film probably 3 times as a group to see what some of the things that happened, especially with Long and his inability to just do simplest reads and reacts. I mean, he was missing linebackers and doubling the wrong guy. It was really frustrating to watch, as a guy who loves football and loves film. And I said it before on my show 100 times that we don't have a quarterback epidemic here. We really have an offensive line epidemic. And, so to me, I don't love this game. If I had to, I would take Green Bay only because I really do like the RPOs they were running. I love the play calling. I thought there was that defense, the Bears defense did play extremely well. Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith were beasts. They looked outstanding in preseason and looked better in the first game. Adrian Amos so much. Like, to me, the secondary's improved so much. So I really like this Green Bay team. I'm very bullish on them. I think it's a good value here, but I do love the Minnesota team. For me, I'd like to stay away from it if it's okay with you guys. I don't really want to give this out as a free selection or a free opinion if it's okay with you guys.
Yeah, of course. Well, so the another game that people are going to be paying attention to just because of the star power that is in it, obviously New Orleans taking on the Rams. It's a rematch of the NFC title game. And you have an indicator on this game and where you think this might go.
Absolutely. Like, so now you're talking my language. For me, like, I feel like, you know, Michael Thomas is just one of those guys who's got that X factor to him. But he's got Aqib Talib, who's so proud, and he is a great cover man. And I think they'll have a nice battle all day on Sunday. I love that matchup. I think Aaron Donald's going to have a field day against Eric McCoy, who had a very good game, the rookie center, who's taken Max Unger's spot. The pre-snap diagnosis guy Unger was Drew Brees' eyes and ears. He was an incredible ally for him and to helping him diagnose what the defenses were doing. I think that there's going to be some growing pains with him, especially with Aaron Donald, who did not have his best game last week. He was still good, but he wasn't his best. I expect his best this week. I like the fact that Christian McCaffrey is going to be able to get a lot of yards against Corey Littleton, who's an excellent run stopper, but backs out of the backfield have really feasted on him. I love the fact that I think both the offenses have the ability to keep the play clock going. Cooper Kupp is in there. So I just think both of these teams are going to dink and dunk each other. They're going to grind this clock out. We have a slower track in L.A. than we had in the championship game last year. Both teams only averaged about 5 yards per play, which is way under their average. So I just think this is one of those games. Our metrics showed us the line should have been 47 on the total. So we bet this on Monday at under 54, and the total is down to 52. But we still see value at under 52 in this game. Not exciting. I know people don't like betting unders, but the value is there, man. And that's the thing. Vegas constantly overinflates the totals by 1.5 every week because people want to root for everybody, you know? So I think that's a good free pick if guys are not going to call us. If guys call us, though, they'll get the best bets today, and we have 2 of them we love, and they'll get two games tomorrow that I, honest to God, from the bottom of my heart, I love two games tomorrow. And I know I can go 2-0 today, 2-0 tomorrow, and we'll throw the Monday in for free also. So it'll be a full weekend pass if they call up.
All right, what's the number, Paul?
It is 888-366-3733. It's 888-366-FREE. By calling up now, they'll get the full weekend pass absolutely free with no catch, no hassle. It'll be really a fun time for them, and they'll enjoy it. I can promise you that.
I love those stats you give about, you know, since 1971, teams that have white helmets are 40-7 against the spread. I love those kind of things. So be on with them throughout the season so you can
honestly
finish with them.
I would love to address that, Pat, because we're talking about human trends, like the human nature trends. I don't believe in trends like this team, on, like the Eagles, you know, on grass at night. You know, to me, those teams are different teams. I'd rather talk about human beings and the human nature of it all. Systematic human nature trends are real, and they do work.
All right. I'm a big human nature guy myself, Paul, and these guys can vouch for that. But I appreciate you taking the time, Paul. We look forward to this every single week, and I want everybody to give Paul a call, 888-366-3733 at freewinners.net. All right, Paul, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there he is, Paul Nolan from freewinners.net. We'll step aside for a breather. Plenty more action coming your way. The brand-new sportsbook housing the brand-new 3-hour This Week in Pro Football. We're broadcasting live from Parks Casino. Pat Callahan, Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Bet on football all season long with my guys, my team. The Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. This college and football season, you can bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props. You can bet on every single game. Plus, Parks Casino Sportsbook has special promos running every single day. Sign up now and you can get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. So maybe you take a look at some of these props. Maybe you're looking and you're thinking, hey, I want to know if Carson Wentz is, or I want to bet on whether Carson Wentz is going to throw for more than 280 and a half. Well, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app does have you covered. You can get it at parkscasino.com/PA or use the promo code GREEN. You can get your risk-free bet of up to $500. You can download the app as well. You can bet baseball, tennis, golf, MMA, soccer, and so much more. You can bet with the best, my guys, my team, at Parks Casino Sportsbook and the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Again, just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss. It's a free bet. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatics, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan take you into the green zone during every Birds game this season. Talk about the game during the game. Get real-time conversation about changes in the money line, point spreads, and prop bets. If it's happening around the league, it's in the Green Zone. The Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan. Live during all Birds games on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Pat Callahan, and I know there isn't a football fan who isn't looking for more power from their favorite team. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary 4-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts. Available for sale for construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT. Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates.
To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
It's finally fall and the perfect time for a total wardrobe refresh at Macy's VIP Sale, where you get incredible deals on designers that rarely go on sale. Use your Macy's coupon or card to take an extra 30% off trends you'll want to wear on repeat, like animal print, all over paisley, and more. Plus, use the coupon to take an extra 15% off beauty, so your head-to-toe look is fresh and flawless. And the perks don't stop. Check out Macy's Star Rewards for benefits no matter how you pay. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Great news from Sprint. The wait is finally over. The all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 10 has arrived. Get the power of performance and productivity for 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. That's right. Get the Galaxy Note 10 for less than $20 per month. With its amazing features like intelligent all-day battery and super fast charge, you'll have the power that lasts more than your day with just minutes of charge. But it doesn't stop there. You can also experience the power of the S Pen, which combines air gestures, remote photos, and handwriting to text all in one magic wand. And when you switch, you'll get Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. To learn more about the Galaxy Note 10, visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/galaxynote10, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
$19.79 a month after 1980 monthly credit applied within two bills with approved credit 18-month lease and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines and select exclusions apply.
The Parks Casino and Sportsbook app is live in Pennsylvania. You can now bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season. Plus, Parks Casino and Sportsbook has special sports betting promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code SPORTS to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Risk-free bet refundable. Loss is a free bet. Must be present in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Parks Casino, it's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino, winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 at the BHR Pike. Must be 21. Gambler, wrong. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is it time for maintenance on your vehicle? Stop into your locally owned Meineke today for an oil change and get a free tire rotation. Right now, synthetic oil change is just $49.95. Up to 5-quart standard filter plus disposal fees. Tires, brakes, alignments, batteries, exhaust. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're all here for the same reason. Philadelphia Sports. 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here this week in pro football. 97.5, the Fanatic and the National Football League. Whatever happened to Bill Pita? Personal friend of yours, isn't he, Joe?
Yeah. We run in a lot of the same circles.
Whatever happened to Bill Pita? He might be sitting in one of these leather chairs right now, for all we know, Joe. But it's great to be here at the Parks Casino, the sportsbook. Beautiful-looking place, huh, Joey?
I mean, here's the thing, Pat. When you are walking into a casino, sometimes, and look, some people love this. I have always been somebody who's more reserved and don't want to go to a lot of the glitz and glamour, right? So the slot machines and things like that, while they're fabulous for a lot of people, for me, I'm looking for something a little different. You walk into the sports book, everything's subdued, you're relaxed, you're chilled out in these leather chairs, you got the huge screens everywhere with sports all over the place, all of the bets there. Last week there was tennis, we got golf this week, there's a bar right behind. It is the place to go, it is exactly my speed, and this is where I'm going to be hanging out to watch the games here over the course of the season.
All right, and by the way, we're at 610-632-0975. Let's get on the phones here and start joining me and Joey T here on This Week in Pro Football. And don't forget Tyler Z, but we got... I just want to follow up now with you. We talked about the Patriot way, Joe, and how a team like New England, did they make the right decision with AB? You and I don't really agree on that. But let's look at the flip side now.
Okay.
And a good example is Thursday night. Tampa Bay did everything possible they could do to lose that game. How about taking consecutive timeouts when you're on defense and the ball's at your own 4-yard line? So you give Carolina 2 yards. On fourth down.
Yeah.
Carolina, of course, hands back the favor with the most ridiculous play call probably of the entire season. by, you know, Cam Newton, who's 90% on quarterback sneaks. You take him out of the backfield. It's amazing what coaches will do, isn't it?
They ran like a fake Philly special play. I couldn't believe you need 4 inches. Yeah. You got a 6'8", 400-pound quarterback. We're good.
But and we're going to talk to Jim McCormick in the 10 o'clock hour, though, about Cam Newton. There is something wrong. Cam Newton. Whatever surgery he had didn't fix it.
No.
So, I mean, that's...
might have made it worse.
Yeah, there's some big fantasy impact there on old Cam. But, okay. Why, Joe, are bad teams always bad? And I'll ask you this. Here's some context. Since 2000, New England has had one coach, Bill Belichick.
Yes.
And you're familiar with him, right?
I've heard of that guy.
Okay. Tampa Bay has had 7. Detroit has had 8. Cleveland has had only 11.
That's it?
11 coaches since 2000. Yeah. Buffalo, 10. So do you see a pattern there, perhaps? If you listed out all the teams that don't even come within 50 miles of a Super Bowl, they seem to have this disturbing tendency to change their entire organizational structure every 2 years.
Two ways that you can look at it, right? One, you can look at it as Bill Belichick is that good and New England has not had to make a change. So the teams that don't make changes at coaches... are because they find the good ones. And the teams that do make changes have not found the right coaches. The other way to look at it, which I think is what you're driving at, Pat, is that you cannot develop or find a good coach unless you give coaches a chance beyond just 2 years or 3 years or something like that to install their program and everything else. So, I mean, I think that it's two sides of kind of a similar coin. Either way, you're looking at Cleveland and Arizona and Buffalo and all of these hapless teams. And then you look at some of the best teams where you've got New Orleans, you've got New England, you got Pittsburgh, if you can call them a good team after last week. All that stability at the top. Not a whole lot of coaching changes made. So not sure if it's a chicken or the egg situation, but it is absolutely a fact.
I mean, listen to this Hall of Fame, this murderer's row of coaches, the Cleveland Browns. Chris Palmer, Butch Davis, Terry Rubisky, Romeo Crennel, Eric Mangini, Pat Shurmur, Rob Chudzinski. Who can forget Rob Chudzinski?
Yeah, that was not long.
Mike Pettine.
Yep.
Hugh Jackson. Of course, Hugh Jackson went 336-1 as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So,
jumped in a lake, though, in Hard Knocks.
He did. Quite a splash, as I recall. and you know what the corollary is, though, Joe, is the front office, right? I mean, you look again, now we'll go back to the really good teams, the teams that are just, you just mentioned them, right? John Schneider has been with the Seahawks since 2010. Kevin Colbert, the GM of the Steelers, he got there in 2000. Belichick's really been his own GM, really, since 2000. Howie Roseman has been with the Eagles organization since 2010. The only time he wasn't GM is when the Eagles wandered off under Chip Kelly.
Right.
So, I mean, I think you got to have that front office stability. You got to make that call right. Because if you make that call wrong, now you got a guy who you shouldn't have hired deciding who else you should hire.
Well, and you got to decide on your structure, right? Like, what works in New England with Bill Belichick, I think that you found a unicorn. You found a guy who's an elite-level coach who can manage a locker room, who also makes solid personnel decisions. I don't know how this is going to work in Oakland, where John Gruden is Mike Mayock's boss. I don't know how that's going to work out. Like, I don't think that that's how organizational structure should be.
That's
so
right.
That's going to be something that we looked at. I know you don't have Oakland on this list, but that's another team that hasn't been able to get anything going since, you know, some early success, that 2002-03 Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. So you're looking at all of these teams making these changes and trying to catch the Patriots, and they're not even duplicating the exact system properly.
That's true.
Look like.
That is all true, and I just think these teams will forever struggle. If I had to list you that same murderer's row that I was talking about, Tampa Bay, Detroit, Arizona, Cleveland, Buffalo, Jets, who finally wins the Super Bowl first?
Probably the Jets. Probably out of those teams, but I don't like any of them. I mean, the team that I am angry and I'm going to be militantly against now is the Cleveland Browns, because I spend the entire offseason just crushing that team and talking about how garbage they are and how overhyped they are. Then I have the freaking audacity to select them in the dreaded pick segment, where they promptly go and lay an egg like the donkeys that I've been saying that they are.
Right.
I'll be aggressively against Cleveland. I mean, I don't think there's anybody on that list that's all that close.
No, I agree with you. I don't think there's anybody either that's that close. and yet, in the teams I just mentioned, Joe, constantly in the top five making picks, you know?
Yeah.
And this is no snake draft. They're in the top five every single round, you know? So, I mean, so their second round picks are borderline first round picks
yes.
every year. and they can't get it right. Buffalo has a tight end playing quarterback. Yeah, I mean, how do you do that? You know, how do, if you're the Bears, now the Bears aren't on this list, but it's a good example. How do you trade up to get a guy, and then eight picks later, Houston gets Deshaun Watson, and nine picks later, Kansas City trades for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you can't ever get over those kind of mistakes.
No. I mean, those are franchise-defining mistakes. And, yeah, there's not the quarterback money, the rookie quarterback money, like there used to be with Jamarcus Russell and with Sam Bradford and these guys, where if you pick the wrong guy, that you end up setting your franchise back. But if you miss, especially if you're missing and your divisional rivals are hitting on their drafts, that's how you set yourself back. That's how you eliminate any possibility for upward mobility for you and your team.
Fair enough.
610-632-0975. Coming up at 10:30, we'll speak with ESPN fantasy analyst Jim McCormick. Sal Palantonio joins the show, as he does, at 11 o'clock. This Week in Pro Football returns right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. We are broadcasting again live from the fabulous sportsbook here at the Parks Casino, the Beer Garden, which I know Joe Torti is anxious to head over to. He's got to wait till 12 o'clock, Joe. I'm sorry, pal. All right. But the college football season, you can get point spreads here, money lines, parlays, props, more on every game. Plus, the Parks Casino Sportsbook has special promos running every day. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yeah, that's $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Plus, you can bet baseball, tennis, golf, MMA, soccer, and even more. Bet with the best. My team at Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Again, just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Promo code is GREEN. Get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Okay, your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. You must be 21 and present in PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Philadelphia Burger Brawl is tomorrow at the Philadelphia Navy Yard, presented by Jim Beam. Enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. Plus, there's an incredible cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to PhillyBurgerBrawl.com.
Joe Torti here to tell you that Cantor Novak Beaver & Pike is a full-service CPA firm with offices in PA and NJ offering first-rate accounting, audit, and tax services. They focus solely on helping clients achieve their business and financial goals, from startup operation to long-term financial and estate planning. For more information, please call Terry Cantor or Dan Pike at 215-550-2954 or on the web at www.cnbpcpays.com.
Shopping for a new Ford will be a five-star car shopping experience if you put a John Kennedy Ford dealership on your list to visit. There are five John Kennedy Ford locations, so you're probably close to one right now. Woo-hoo! Start your search at KennedyAuto.com. View thousands of new Fords, from the all-new EcoSport SUV to work-ready F-Series trucks. Get a bottom-line price sent directly to your inbox. Start now at KennedyAuto.com. John Kennedy Ford. Enjoy your ride.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Oh, football, football, football. And you can, if you're interested in a little action, bet with my guys, my team, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Sign up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS to get your risk-free bet up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refundable on a loss of a free bet. Must be present in PA. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we return to school and work, all of us need to be aware of our surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If you ride NJ Transit trains or buses or live or work near a station, you know when something just doesn't feel right. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Stay alert, stay alive.
Listen up, Philadelphia area. Are you interested in making active and passive income each month flipping real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The ProSource Tax Lien Company is offering a free tax lien flip kit, which contains educational videos and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn government-regulated returns up to 18% that are secured by real estate. Plus, see how you can access tax lien inventory not available to the public. So if you want to become a real estate investor without swinging a hammer or being a landlord, then text OFFER to 31,000 now to get your free tax lien flip kit and get ready to learn how to flip tax liens and acquire houses well below wholesale prices with great profit potential, all from home working part-time. Text OFFER to 31,000 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Text OFFER to 31,000. That's OFFER to 31,000 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Texan Tech additional $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest lease rebate and approved credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia. Event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Curbeck's 2019 model year closeout event specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was $36.5, now $25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 seven-passenger GMC Acadia. Just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 a month at FC Curbeck. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. The 2019 model year closeout event. 2019 GMC Acadia. $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore. $99 a month. Now at FC Curbeck.
Come join us.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Third and 10. It's only a three-man rush. Still pressure. Wentz just going to air it out. Going way deep down the field. He's got a touchdown. Deshaun.
All right, Callahan and Torney to start hour number two of this week in pro football. 97.5 The Fanatic here at the fabulous sportsbook at the Parks Casino in Bensalem, PA. Come and see Eric and Matt over here at our 97.5 table. I'm giving away all kinds of stuff there. Torney's already been over there twice, spinning the wheel, trying to win, I guess, double his wardrobe. So come on over there and try it, and come and see us here at the Sportsbook at Parks Casino as we start hour number two this week in pro football. Joey T, before we get to the NFL preview, just one other thing about I keep coming back to that Antonio Brown business. Do you think he may have carved out a little precedent here for A-list players that want to get out of their contracts? Well, just misbehave your way to unrestricted free agency.
It's a great question that you ask, and it's something that came up with the Le'Veon Bell holdout, and it's things that have come up various places across the NFL. I don't think that it is a blueprint for players to get out of their contracts and things like that, because I don't think that every player can do this things the same way that Antonio Brown did. I mean, it looks like, and I don't know if this is calculated, I don't know if this is a master plan, it looks like a breakdown is what it looked like that ended up, you know, having this happen. Forcing your way out of Pittsburgh, sinking the trade to Buffalo, ending up in Oakland, getting cut before you play a game, landing in New England. I mean, like, there are all kinds of different things that you can say when you're looking at the Antonio Brown situation that we've talked about. This is unique. This is unprecedented. It would be super bizarre to me if this did set a precedent. Now, I do think that something needs to change in terms of the way that NFL contracts between players and teams are structured, and I've been on that train for a really long time. We've got ideas, but in the event that this kind of thing does continue, something needs to change because it's not the way that things were intended to work.
Yeah, I think he did, not intentionally, but I think he did create a, he's the Kurt Flood now, I guess, of the NFL, because I think now, as you mentioned, Bell, I think now players are saying, all right, now there's a way, if I can't get what I want, here's a way for me to undo this. And I don't like it, but I think this is the reality of it. I think, Joe, though, you're going to see more and more guaranteed money start to show up in these A-list contracts.
And it's just an amazing thing that, you know, Dak Prescott, look at the money he made for himself last week.
Yeah.
You know, and it, he keeps rolling out performances like that while he's negotiating a new deal. Man, Jerry Jones, you better get that thing sung.
So can I offer you what I think that my solution would be to the NFL and NFL Players Association contract issues?
Go ahead, fire away.
So I think, and it sounds like snarky, but it's really not. Like, the idea is that contracts are what they are, right? So if you sign someone to a three-year deal, there's no risk that you're going to cut them after 1 year, and there's no risk that you're going to cut them after 2 years. The deal, the contract is the contract. And on the player's side, there's no renegotiating for more money. There's no holding out. It's just both sides honoring the fact that the contract is the contract, period. That?
So you sign a guy for 5 years, you got him.
You're in for 5 years.
I don't know, man.
No, who's putting a gun to your head to sign him for 5 years if you're thinking that you don't want
him? I think the end result of that will be no one's going to get a 5-year deal. I mean, I understand the suggestion. You're thinking outside the box, that's good.
Yes.
But I just think that under that premise, I don't think there's many GMs that are going to sign a guy for, a 5-year or 4-year contract. They're going to sign him to a 2-year contract. And they'll be willing to guarantee that money.
Right.
Maybe the players would take it in exchange for that guarantee money. I don't know. It's
the way it's
question.
Going in the NBA now. Yeah. Is you're seeing players sign shorter and shorter term deals. Right. So it does make you wonder if that's going to be the case. Now, the one thing that I thought of was the Andy Dalton / Colin Kaepernick contract structure where, they signed this $100 million deal. It's like, not really. They signed five 1-year deals worth $18, $19, $20 million.
Right.
And I wonder if that's going to be the way that it goes.
Yeah.
You can still have incentives. You can still have all kinds of things. You don't need to make everything a signing bonus. Not everything has to be guaranteed. It's just term-wise, the contract is what the contract is. And I wonder if that could be something that gets negotiated, if that would ever be something that either side would be interested in.
Boy, you can see how top-heavy this league's going to get, Joe, with these kind of contracts, because if the salary cap, say, is $190 million, a lot of teams, like the Cowboys as an example, they're going to have five guys getting half of that money.
Yeah.
You know, now you got to go find 48 other guys you're going to pay a collective $95 million to. That's $2 million a year. So you're going to have half a dozen guys making $25 million, and you're going to have the rest of them making an average of two. And you can just see now that you're going to have to pick your poison to be an NFL GM. Do I want a well-rounded team of a bunch of anonymous guys that I can go 10-6 with? Or do I want a bunch of stars that I'm going to pay a lot of money to, probably win a Super Bowl, or I might go 6-10?
If you're a GM, you got to do your job, because if you're going to pay these guys, that means that you need to draft well. That means that you need to find guys who are cut by other teams. You're going to sign for cheap, undrafted free agents.
Yep.
You're going to need to find the gems.
And you're going to have to win a Super Bowl in the first 3-4 years of a guy's contract. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't wait till that good contract gets redone, because you're going to lose valuable role players once you have to pay them. You got to win years 1, 2, 3 of when before a guy's still on that rookie contract.
Well, we talked about that ESPN article last year during This Week in Pro Football, talking about should teams sign quarterbacks to extensions, or should you just keep drafting those guys until you find one?
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, look at Arizona. I mean, I guess they're going to keep drafting a quarterback number one every year if they get the right one.
Yeah, Miami just traded for Josh Rosen. They still might be picking the quarterback number one this year.
God help us. We're at 610-620-9795. Lots to talk about. This game is coming up tomorrow. I think it's a risky game for the Eagles. I think it's a desperate Atlanta team. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are about that. 610-632-0975. And then if you want to chime in, too, about what Joe and I have been talking about with the Antonio Brown business and salary cap structure type issues, is for a team like Philadelphia. They're going to face the same thing, probably, depending upon who they want to pay and who they don't want to pay. All right, so how about, Tyler, a little bit of music here. Let's do the Week 2 NFL preview presented by the good folks at Evolution Energy. And, Joey, not much to say about New England at Miami. You think New England might pull this one out?
I think that they might have a chance against the Dolphins. Now, having said that, it is always a difficult thing when New England goes down to play Miami. That's usually one of their losses every single year.
Right. I'm in a big Survivor League here, Joe. Big money, okay? And I'm thinking about two games, okay?
All right.
And I'm not gonna use New England yet. But Arizona is at Baltimore. The Ravens seem to be a very safe pick. I'm also looking at Jacksonville is at Houston. Jacksonville now without Nick Foles. You think it's safe, maybe? Is there any chance Houston stumbles here?
There is, of course, a chance that Houston stumbles. You lose the emotional game on Monday night. It's a potential look ahead because they know what you know about Jacksonville. Even being a divisional opponent, so the Jags are very familiar with Houston. There's potential. The sure thing, obviously, is up at the top of the board there. And, you know, I can't figure out this Baltimore-Arizona game. I can't figure it out. I've been cogitating about that game forever. Baltimore looks so good. Arizona with such a strong comeback in the fourth quarter. Who are those guys?
How about Gardner Minshew?
Oh, I love that guy. Oh, yeah.
He looks like a porn star. I mean, the Jaguars now went from Nick Foles, who's a very religious guy, to a porn star now as their starting quarterback. But you know what? His stats weren't that bad. His stats weren't that bad last week at all. Again, now Kansas City's defense is always dicey. But, it's a little dicey here. Jacksonville could pull a surprise here against Bill O'Brien. Okay, the Chargers go to Detroit, Joe. Chargers, not a great road team most of the time. Lions really spit the bit out last week, got 24-6 against Arizona. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I think that this is a game that if you're the Chargers, you're an AFC contender, you would have expected to win. But they've just been hammered. They've just been hammered by injuries to important players. Hunter Henry can't buy a break. He's not going to be around again.
Well, he buys plenty of breaks.
the wrong ones.
The wrong kind, yeah.
And then, of course, Detroit's going to be looking to avenge their point hemorrhaging starting in the third quarter there. So that's going to be one that might not go well for Philip Rivers and company.
Yeah. Seattle is at Pittsburgh, Joe. It's a big game. A big game. Seattle, boy, they are one of the they're the slowest starting good team in the NFL. They just constantly don't do anything in the first half of games. And now you got Pittsburgh. Even Paul Nolan was talking about this game. The Steelers coming off a dreadful performance in week one. How big do you think they bounce back here?
Well, I do expect a bounce back. They've got that new look defense, and it looked like everybody was brand new because nobody knew what they were doing or where they were going against New England with the all complicated crossing routes over the middle strategy that New England's gone with. I do anticipate the Pittsburgh bounces back at home. They are just a different story at home versus being on the road.
Yeah, I'm looking for them to bounce back here too. Seattle's a good team.
Yes.
But I just think Seattle's offense is a little too Neanderthal. But it'll be interesting to see. Pittsburgh's got to start, they got to start demonstrating that they don't need this this number 84 guy who used to play for them. They're going to have to show that they can still get the ball down the field. Dallas is at Washington, a big NFC East game. Not for Washington. They're not going to get any good. But Cowboys, a 5.5-point pick. They looked awful good last week against the other NFC East loser. Any chance of a stumble here by the Dallas Cowboys?
Of course there's a chance for a stumble here.
You're a big stumble guy, aren't you, Jeff?
They're always, you know what, when you look at this game in particular, Pat, you've got Dallas coming off a big win. You've got Washington coming off of a tough loss. I'm sure Washington fans looking back at last week's game be like, what happened? We had it the whole way. And then, of course, Dallas potentially feeling good and flying high off their win against the Giants. It would be huge for Dallas to move to 2-0 in the division, though.
It would be. Yeah, I don't know about it. It's an overreaction like we were talking about at the start of the show, but I think Cowboys, they got some talent, and that defense is better than you think. And I think it's going to be a really interesting season-long battle between Philadelphia and Dallas for that NFC East.
Sorry, Pat. My philosophy's always been run the ball, stop the run, win the turnover battle. And I think that Dallas might be more equipped to execute that blueprint than any team in the entire NFL.
Yeah.
You might be
That's
right
true.
About that.
And I'll tell you, Prescott, he's an impressive quarterback, Joe. He really can make plays, you know, once the original call play breaks down. He does have an innate ability, though, to still make something happen. That Dallas-Philadelphia thing is going to be fun to watch all season long. The Eagles are not going to be able to stumble too many weeks as far as letting Dallas get out ahead of them. So one of the games I want to talk about here on the Week 2 NFL preview presented by Evolution Energy is, of course, New Orleans is at the Rams. This is probably the marquee game of the week. Saints, I'm sick of hearing about their bleeding like sheep about that NFC title game last year. And this is the big revenge game for them. Well, if it wasn't for, you know, it wasn't for Bill O'Brien and Romeo Crennel, they'd have lost their opener at home. So, I mean, how I know it's a close game. How do you see it going?
Well, I mean, I am going to be unbelievably disappointed if, as a matter of principle, Sean Payton does not challenge a defensive pass interference penalty at some point during this game. Just as a matter of principle, I'm with you, though. I'm getting sick of the soap opera. It's like you got a good team. Focus on the good team. Don't focus on what happened last year. It's garbage.
It is funny, though, how it does happen to them. The end of the first half last week, if you were watching, the refs took like 25 seconds off.
Yeah.
because they misread the clock on a challenged play, on a reviewed play, but they started the clock way later than they should have. It's funny, you know, to see the Saints running around and look crazy that they got they got jobbed by the officials again. Because unfortunately, they ended up winning the game. But the Saints are good. I mean, this is a good team. But come on, Rams got to hold serve here. They got to hold serve and pull this game off. I'd like to see the Saints stumble a little bit. But that's going to be a good one out in Los Angeles. And that's the NFL preview presented by Evolution Energy. All right, Joe. Back to Philadelphia and Atlanta. Is this game in your picks?
Philadelphia and Atlanta.
Yeah.
It is right now.
It is,
but there are. I have picked five games,
You're gonna win it down. Yeah.
So
I tell you, it's gonna be to me, Joe. It's a first quarter game. It's gonna be interesting to see. I said at the start here, Philadelphia just survives the first quarter. I think their talent wins out. But if Atlanta, you know, they really stumbled last week. If they get some juice going and they get some thoughts that, hey, we're going to be, you know, we're back. Now the Eagles got a whole different thing.
Got to ask you a question, too, before we get to Mitch and East Windsor. I have felt all week that the lower the score, the better for the Eagles. The higher the score, the worse for the Eagles. Do you think that is true?
I certainly agree with that. It's been a nice game to give Jordan Howard the ball 15 times.
Yeah, makes total sense. Let's go to Mitch now in East Windsor, next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mitch, you're on This Week in Pro Football.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Jack. How you guys doing?
Jack's great, Mitch. Thank you very much.
What's the fun?
Well, because my name's Pat, that's why. It's been that way for 18 years, but that's okay.
Well, it's been that way for longer than that.
I know, that's true.
I'm sorry, it's me. I'm getting old. I think I'm getting older faster than you, Pat.
No problem.
I think I am.
No problem, Stu.
Stick with your job. It's more, what they say, it's tougher mental energy than physical. Well, you know, father time, body wears out. I'm sorry. I think there's two great games. The Eagle game, I love that both the sets of wide receivers. But I'm just curious. You know, I hate these late games. They start so late. I just hope that Ram and Saints game is nationally televised. I mean, no one talks about this. You see that the wide receivers for the Rams, they're two good times, but they're low at wide receivers. This guy, Kupp, wasn't even a first-round pick.
He's a beast. I mean, and he was really good last year, exploded onto the scene. And the big question with the Rams has always been this offseason, what Todd Gurley are you going to get? Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be ready to go? He looked pretty ready late last week, and now we'll see if he's able to continue with an encore performance. That offense is really good.
I think, too, Mitch.
And the running backs for the Rams, they're low, like, I think, four deep. And maybe Sanders and Howard to get their equal number of shares. And
I think what you're going to see. You're going to see Gurley get the ball 15 times. He's not going to get 25 anymore. He's going to get it 15. I think that's the way they're going to do it all season long because they want him there in January. So I think that's what you're going to see. I think the big thing tomorrow is Kamara. Kamara is a special player. And I'm not sold on the Rams' defense's ability to keep this guy under 150 yards. I mean, if he takes this game over, that's how the Saints are going to win.
Well, the Rams
are
dominant, so...
Joey, just reminded me. All right, Mitch, I'm going to overlook that terrible insult you hit me with there. I'm going to run the trivia question by you, all right?
It's nice of you, Jack.
Presented by the good folks at Norris Sales. Let me find a good one here that Mitch can't answer. All right, here we go, Mitch.
It won't be that hard. It won't be that easy. Probably number two.
I'm going to give you an easy one. I want you to name me... everybody knows New England's been in the most Super Bowls. They've been in 11. I want you to name me the three teams that have been in 8 Super Bowls. Go.
Steelers.
All right.
Not the Jets. 49ers. And Denver.
All right. They were excellent guesses. He missed one, but nice effort by Mitch there. Nice.
All right, Mitch, good stuff.
You know the answer. You know the answer to that question, Joe T. Don't answer it, but you know the answer.
All right, I think I know the other one. I think I know the other team, yeah. So I see that we've touched a nerve with the Rams. All the Rams fans come out.
Right, that's good. There's about 7 of them in the Philadelphia area, so that shouldn't take us long. By the way, if you hit one of my trivia questions here, sponsored by Norris Sales, you get 2 tickets to see comedian Vic DiBattista. I got it right that time.
Nailed it.
DiBattista here at the Excite Center at Parks Casino, presented by Boldini Communications, Friday, October 18th. Plus, you get a $25 gift card to Chickies and Pete's, your favorite local sports bar and crab house.
610-632-0975. We do have a couple of open phone lines. If you want to join the show and hop aboard the conversation, just like our friend Jimmy from Mount Holly, who's next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jimmy, you're on This Week in Pro Football.
Yeah, before I get to the Eagle game, Pat, you have nothing to worry about with the Rams. They're going to win and cover in that game. I have no doubt about that. Now, as far as the game Sunday night, I've been listening to a lot of irrational fear and silliness and analytics and numbers and teams on Sunday nights and alternate Thursdays and all of that. The bottom line is we're going to win this game simply because we're the better team and we'll be every bit as motivated as Atlanta. Now, I know you guys watched our game. Did you happen to watch Minnesota and Atlanta last week?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so with that being said, I mean, that's all you have to go by. In other words, that's all we ought to go by. But forget about all the revenge. I always crack up about that. The team is, well, they can't start 0-2 in the season. Tampa Bay, I mean, Carolina is now 0-2, and they're going to have a lot of company in the toilet tomorrow with various situations. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to be able to run the ball. I mean, Doug is going to use the blueprint that he saw in Minnesota and Atlanta. You're going to get a lot of Jordan Howard. And the only reason the Eagles are only going to score 31 points is because they're going to run the ball. 31-24 birds is what I came up with after looking at the whole situation.
I don't know, Jimmy. The question, and I asked Joey this in the first half, do you think Doug would ever run a guy 20 times? I don't know if it's in his DNA. I think he can't wait to get Darren Sproles in the game, no matter what the down and distance is. I'm just not sure he would ever commit to, just like Andy Reid is his godfather, he would ever commit to that level of a running game.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to be that excessive with it, but he'll use it enough. And, you know, of course, they're not going to be able to resist playing pitch and catch with Deshaun and Carson Wentz. I mean, to me, guys, I mean, this team is too good and they're too well coached to fall into any traps that would be to their detriment. And it's going to be a beautiful thing because, to me, this will quiet the doubts of a lot of people and they'll start believing that this team can be a 12-4 or a 13-3 team and possibly win the Super Bowl. The only thing I'm worried about is that stinking New England. I mean, they may go undefeated. I mean, they usually start off slow. And Brady says, look, the season doesn't start until Thanksgiving. I mean, they're starting off with a bang, and I mean, I don't know. I mean, the odds are 10-1 against them to go undefeated. That's a short price.
I think, Jimmy, everybody has Patriot fatigue. We're sick of it. And I tell you the truth, I mean, I know I am, but I think you're right. They got a real chance. That's not a bad prop bet at all. Jimmy, you want to take one chance at a trivia question here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll ask you the same one. All right, New England's been in 11 Super Bowls. Three teams have been in 8. Name them.
Okay, you have the Dallas Cowboys, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I know this is a wrong guess, but it's the first thing that comes to my mind is San Francisco.
All right, that's an excellent effort, Jim, but that is not quite right. How about that, Joey? Was that your guess, Joey? Right.
No, that was not my guess.
Look at you. You sit there like a genius when you don't give the answer.
Well, you told me not to.
Rick, do you know it? That was my guess. All right, so you're both out. You're both out.
Okay, I'm out on principle. Okay, all right, that sounds great. I'm out on principle. Thank you. 610-632-0975. All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, which is to say in 7.5 minutes, we'll be joined by ESPN fantasy analyst Jim McCormick. And right on time, because my team is a disaster area.
Good for you,
Jerry. I need a lot of help.
Good for you. You do need a lot of help. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Clinical help.
And how about a couple? We have a minute here. How about I hit you with a couple props here? You tell me what you like.
Okay.
Will Zach Ertz have over 60 yards receiving?
No. Be under 60 yards receiving.
All right. How about Julio Jones over 94.5?
Yeah, that's easy, too. That's over.
I think that's an easy over. By the way, these are presented by the good folks at Parks Casino. These are the kind of prop bets. If you wander in here, you can put some money on it. So all they seem to have, though, is the receiving yards. I don't know if there's anything else, but I'll hit you with one other name. Deshaun Jackson, over 59.5.
Probably over.
It's such a hit or miss.
I know.
You know, I mean, he's not going to catch. He's not going to catch many crossing patterns for 8 yards, you know?
Right. I know.
So, you know.
It's tough. Not going to get a whole lot of those Cooper Kupp situations. 610-632-0975. He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti. We are broadcasting from the brand new, fabulous sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. This Week in Pro Football continues on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Bet on football all season long with My Guys, My Team, and you can do it on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. You heard Pat Callahan just talking about some of the props that are floating around, and there are all kinds of different choices that you can have here. Will Carson Wentz throw an interception, over or under 0.5 interceptions? And of course, it's not just the Eagles. It's MMA, it's golf, it's pro football, it's college football, it's everything that you could possibly need. All of it is right here, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, or at parkscasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R-X casino.com/PA. Here's something cool. If you use the promo code GREEN, you can sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. The way that it works is that your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Baseball, tennis, golf, mixed martial arts, soccer, all that, you can bet with the best. My Guys, My Team at Parks Casino, the sportsbook app. Again, just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN to get a risk-free bet of up to $500. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
Or maybe $10,000.
That's what I'm talking about.
97.5 The Fanatics 5K a Day Big Green Giveaway is back next week.
Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download in the App Store or click parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At M&T Bank, we can't help you control your neighbors.
Can you turn it down?
We can't help control drivers on your commute.
Is that guy doing a crossword puzzle while texting?
And we can't help control what's on TV.
Political talk show. Oh, dogs wearing dresses.
But M&T sure can help you control your money. Like with My Way Banking, the account with absolutely no overdraft fees. My Way Banking lets you set up alerts and track spending right in the M&T app. You can even pick your debit card design. You can also withdraw cash, bank online, and deposit checks from your phone. So while we can't help control how they say your name at the coffee shop...
Trap Angel...
It's Gabrielle. We can put you in control of your money. Head to any M&T Bank branch and open your My Way banking account today. M&T Bank. Understanding what's important. Without sufficient funds available to cover a transaction, the transaction will be declined. If your account is overdrawn, you will not be charged an overdraft fee. Certain conditions, fees, and restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Shopping for a new Ford will be a five-star car shopping experience if you put a John Kennedy Ford dealership on your list to visit. There are five John Kennedy Ford locations, so you're probably close to one right now. Woo-hoo! Start your search at KennedyAuto.com. View thousands of new Fords, from the all-new EcoSport SUV to work-ready F-Series trucks. Get a bottom-line price sent directly to your inbox. Start now at KennedyAuto.com. John Kennedy Ford. Enjoy your ride.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Life, they say, is all about the journey. But what about the road to reclaiming our health? There is rarely joy in that journey. At Penn Medicine, we believe precision means more than advanced tools and databases. It means using the knowledge gained through years of research and practice to get your diagnosis right the first time, so you can enjoy the remarkable journey that lies ahead. Just one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover more at PennMedicine.org.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
Texans Edge Additional, $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest Lease Rebate and Approved Credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia. Event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-CURBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Curbeck's 2019 Model Year Closeout Event Specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was $36.5, now $25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 7-passenger GMC Acadia. Just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 a month at FC Curbeck. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. The 2019 Model Year Closeout Event. 2019 GMC Acadia, $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore, $99 a month. Now at FC Curbeck.
Come join us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia-Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia-Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia-Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income property.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
Sports Talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here. Halfway through week number two this week in pro football. 97.5, The Fanatic.
And in action.
Football League. We're 610-632-0975. We're off the air 15 minutes early this week because of my alma mater, the Temple Owls, who play Maryland, I think, this week, right?
I believe that is the case, yes. Now, Maryland, of the 13 graduate transfer starters that they have.
For God's sake.
It's crazy.
College football. I mean, hey. Come on up here to the fabulous sports book here at Parks Casino. You can lay all the money you want on college football. I don't know.
What did you think of Temple coaching legend Manny Diaz talking about how he doesn't want his recruits going and looking at any other schools because he wants loyalty to Miami?
That's right.
What did you think about that?
Good job, Manny. Good job. Because I think if anybody espouses loyalty and honoring the commitments that he makes, it's got to be the one and only Manny Diaz.
Absolutely. 100%.
Known as One Week Manny now in most college football circles. Okay. Is he on? Is our boy ready to rumble?
Absolutely.
I want Reed to hang on, though, because I want to talk to Reed about Cam Newton. But Reed, hang on with us because you're going to hear me talk about Cam Newton with this guy, Jim McCormick, the ESPN fantasy analyst and somebody who we're going to have on every week talk fantasy football. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. I want to start, for the benefit of everybody, with Thursday night's game. I just want to ask you, because, you know, you're already talking injuries here. We are into only week two. But give me your thoughts on Cam Newton. I mean, given what happened there, is there any circumstance in which you'll be looking to play Cam? And secondly, I mean, how much of an adverse impact is that going to have on Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, I mean, it was ugly, right? That was one of the uglier football games you're ever going to see. Talk about a case for Thursday Night Football. But look, Cam's not running, and he hasn't run. His rushing flattened out around week 10 last year when the shoulder was really a problem. And now it's gotten to the point where they're not running him at all, right? Like, look at all those short yardage, high leverage goal line opportunities they had throughout that game. Not just that last goal line stand, but the whole game. They do not leverage this guy the way they used to. And it's dangerous. And, like, we have to adjust to what we see, right? We can't constantly just look at the back of the card and expect Cam to be Cam because he's not Cam right now. So he probably hasn't been Cam for almost a year since the shoulder. So I would fade him, honestly. I wouldn't trust him. Quarterback's too deep. I'd rather play guys like Kirk Cousins. And I'd even rather play, like, a Matt Stafford this week. I mean, I know you can't go back and play him, but I'm giving you an example of a guy who's widely available who I'd probably rather trust because he's going to pass it 20 yards downfield. This guy won't.
Now, Jim, looking a little bit at the Sunday night game, Atlanta and Philadelphia, one of the things that I've been asking myself, literally for 2 years, because he's played three games in that time, is Devontae Freeman finished? He certainly looked like he didn't have anything to give against Minnesota. How should Devontae Freeman owners proceed? Should you hang in there, or should you be looking elsewhere for your RB2?
It's a really good question, right? Because it's like we went into the season kind of valuing this idea. Like, look, they let Coleman go. They didn't reinvest. You know, Smith wasn't so special last year. So we looked at, like, Freeman as this, like, kind of – I think we valued the opportunity more than the player, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
We valued the idea of being the RB1 in Atlanta more than the player. And, look, last year he was really bad in certain metrics. I know he was hurt, but he was really bad in yards after carry per run. And that's what he used to be good at, was making guys miss. I agree with you. I'd be hesitant. I think running back is still so thin that you're going to play him this week in a game with a 50-point total. At the same time, we've given Cam 2 weeks to see who he is. Now we kind of know a little bit more. I would be hesitant. Put it this way. I'd be fine trading away Freeman if someone in your league is running back hungry and would give you like a wide or like real wide receiver two for him.
About that. All right, we'll stay on the injury theme here. Jim McCormick from ESPN. And by the way, if you want to sneak a call in here, maybe, Joey, we could do it. 610-632-0975 if you want to get some McCormick expertise here for any Week 2 fantasy decisions that you're making. All right, give me your thoughts, Jim, on the Todd Gurley experience. I mean, here we are now. You have 15 touches roughly last week. My theory, Jim, is that that's going to be it for the entire season. They're going to pitch count this guy. And how do you how are you ranking Todd Gurley this week?
Yeah, well, I still have Gurley in a good position because of, again, that point total in that game. Saints have actually been somewhat solid against the run the last couple of years, so it's not exactly the same soft matchup. But I think the thing with him is that he doesn't come off the field for the passing downs. Malcolm Brown isn't getting any equity there. So if you're in a PPR league, Todd Gurley's still probably a borderline RB1 because listen, those two touchdowns that Brown got, they didn't seem as much to me watching the games again. I watched them on Game Pass. I thought it was more situational that he went in. It wasn't like, meaning like circumstantial. I think it was like he's definitely the goal line guy. I think Gurley will get some touchdowns, but I do agree with you, Pat. You're not going to see this 25 touch, 3 touchdown thing, right? This guy had 20 touchdowns per year basically the last 2 years. He's an RB, he's an RB1, but he's kind of been that joke that borderline, do I trust you as a true weekly guy thing, but I still trust him, honestly, to myself. I still think he looked good on tape last week, but I don't trust that he's the same Todd Gurley anymore.
Jim, last week, we're speaking with Jim McCormick, ESPN fantasy analyst. I let you in on my Josh Gordon addiction and how I can't quit Josh Gordon. The other one that I can't quit is Jordan Reed, no matter how much detail there is. I'm torn now at looking at tight end. I did pick up Waller last week after the Antonio Brown debacle, so I'm anticipating starting him. But is Vernon Davis worth a look? I'm scared off just because all of that production kind of came on one busted play. But is he an option for people who would be looking at starting Jordan Reed this week?
Yeah, I mean, look how ugly. We just talked about Cam. Let's talk about, you know, O.J. Howard's been a flatliner. Now, you played him this week, but my point is Hunter Henry's hurt. You know, it's already an ugly position, right? It gets shallow so quickly. I think Waller, obviously, in your position is great because, like, not to ramp on him, but he played all 55 offensive snaps, and he had 30% of their passing volume. There's no one there after the Antonio Brown thing. As you know, per Davis, you know, we saw that game. That was just kind of like push the guy out of bounds, and he doesn't have a good fantasy day. But look, he has had when he started and played the Reed. He's averaged, you know, 45, 50 yards, which is kind of what we're looking for as our streaming tight end. They said there was some optimism about Reed, but obviously now it doesn't look good because he wasn't practicing. So I can't quit Jordan Reed either in some ways, but I think at this point you have to at least understand that, you know, if he does get hurt again, he might never play again.
Okay. I'm talking to Joe Torre here. If you're hooked on Jordan Reed, you have the same injury problem as Jordan Reed.
No, I'm not.
That's all I can tell you. I mean, you got
this
crazy.
Year, he's interesting. He was interesting this year, but again, he's more of a theory player than an actual player, right?
Like, that's a shame. It's a shame, Jim. But he's Jordan Reed should retire. I mean, I think that's
absolutely
true.
Especially after you hear what Gronk just said about 20 concussions. I just mean in terms of this guy's had 7 to 10 documented concussions. So let's move on, right? Like, meaning as a player, let's just all
make sure Jordan reads and like take care of
himself. Let's move on from this. I mean, let me ask you one more thing, Jim. Are you drinking the Dak Prescott Kool-Aid after a very impressive week one against the Giants? Is this guy a solid QB1 to you right now?
Hey, not only is he a great QB1, look at the schedule coming up, but also what's impressive is Kellen Moore, this 31-year-old, you know, whatever he wasn't as a quarterback, he definitely has some upside, I think, as an offensive coordinator. They were one of the top teams in play action last week, one of the top teams in pre-snap motion. Kind of all these, like, analytically friendly things. They were passing on first down. I think it's a very good sign for Zeke once he's, like, fully the guy, which is now. Meaning this guy had 70-plus catches last year. If they're passing on first down, we're talking about a 95-90, like a Christian McCaffrey-type receiving usage for Zeke. So I love the whole situation. I love Dak. And more importantly, I just think Kellen Moore is not Jason Garrett, which is probably the best thing you can say.
All right, Jim, how do people follow you? Are you a Twitter guy, a Facebook? How would somebody come after and find out what Jim McCormick's talking about?
Sure, yeah, @_JimmyMcCormick on Twitter, and then every week I do IDP rankings. I do a streaming article for ESPN to help you kind of pick guys who should be available in most of your leagues. This week, you know, like Derek Carr, for example, if you're struggling at quarterback, that's a 53 or whatever. That's the highest point total of the year. So, you know, it's always helpful to look for guys that you know, might help you in a pinch.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stepping in here in a pinch, Jim. We look forward to talking to you all season long. Jim McCormick from ESPN. Jim, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
All right.
All right. There he is, Jimmy McCormick. Do you want to get Reed in?
Yeah.
Before we take a breather here, let's go to Reed in Charlotte next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Reed, you're on This Week in Pro Football.
Awesome. Can you guys hear me? I'm in it. Jim, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Okay. All right. First of all, thanks for taking the call. I'm actually heading to the game tomorrow. My wife and I are heading down today, in fact, to Atlanta. I'm just looking at that game. The Falcons are weak down the middle. You know, Deion Jones coming off the injury. They got weak outside linebackers. Their safeties, Calvin Lewis also coming off the injury. I think this is the game where, and with Doug, really focuses on the tight ends and the running backs out the backfield, really a lot of mid-range type stuff. So getting Goddard and Ertz in the game, I think they probably catch six passes apiece and then try to hit them deep with D-Jack going over the top after we give them the bite up a little bit. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, Reed, that is the big question, man. That is the deep strike offense, is that going to be the thing, or was that just a week one thing? We know how DeSean Jackson plays against former teams. We witnessed it firsthand a lot where he always had a big game against Philadelphia. Is that going to be a staple of the offense? But you're right, Reed. Traditionally, the offense in Philly has run through the tight end position, and Zach Ertz specifically, Dallas Goedert there as well. So certainly can make a big impact. Good stuff, man. Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it. We're up against a breather here as well, so we'll step aside for a brief break. At the top of the hour, it is the one, the only Sal Palantonio joining us. Pat Callahan, Joe Torti right here. This Week in Pro Football continues on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Quite a place here, Joe. The 7,500 square foot sports book here at Parks Casino. Lots of state-of-the-art touches with it. Sweeping 156-foot high-definition video wall, the fabulous beer garden where Torti is. He can't wait to get out there as soon as the show's over. I think they've already poured your libation. It's waiting for you there, Joe. Plenty of food and drink, full menu with beer, wine, and cocktails available. Pub favorites from the kitchen and spacious bar, plus three VIP areas to watch all the action. This is going to be the place you want to be for game days, both Saturdays and Sundays. The beautiful, new, sleek, state-of-the-art sportsbook here at Parks Casino. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Self-service kiosks and live teller assistance until at least midnight most days. We're located on Street Road, exit off 95 in the PA Turnpike. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's a go green or go home weekend. We've got your Hella Mega Tour 2020 tickets with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer.
You want to be an American idiot?
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register for a chance to win Hella Mega Tour 2020 tickets. Saturday, August 29th, 2020 at Citizens Bank Park. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer all in one night. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 20th at Ticketmaster.com. Or grab a pair early on Thursday, September 19th by using the code RADIO. It's our Fanatic Go Green or Go Home weekend on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 24 years in the Philadelphia and Tri-State area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philadelphia at 215-533-0652. With a 55-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting and robotic concrete demolition and highway sawing and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services Concrete Cutting Systems offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, PA, serving all of Western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Texan Tech's additional $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest lease rebate and approved credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia. Event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Kerbeck's 2019 model year closeout event specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was $36.5, now $25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 7-passenger GMC Acadia. Just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. The 2019 model year closeout event. 2019 GMC Acadia, $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore, $99 a month. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Be sure to tune into the experts at freewinners.net for the Las Vegas view on all things point spread related every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Is it time for maintenance on your vehicle? Stop into your locally owned Meineke today for an oil change and get a free tire rotation. Right now, synthetic oil changes is $49.95. Up to 5-quart standard filter plus disposal fees. Tires, brakes, alignments, batteries, exhaust. Meineke, doing car care right.
Wake up with Alexa. And 97.5, the Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5, the Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5, the Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on the Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5, the Fanatic.
All right, Callahan, Torti, and a bevy of 97.5 guys here at the Sportsbook, Parks Casino, this week in pro football. Our guy Matt here, who's with 97.5, and you can come over here and spin the wheel with Matty and Matty Ice over there and maybe win something, huh?
Yeah, you could win stuff. Yeah, there's a prize wheel that you could get on, although don't ask him for fantasy advice.
Well, I just got to bring that up now because how unique is this to Philadelphia, one of the most parochial sports cities in the world?
Yes.
Right? Did he just say that he won't draft a Cowboy, a Redskin, or a Giant on his fantasy team? Now, but before we even think of disparaging that, how uncommon do you think that is?
I bet it's more common than I would initially think. I bet that there are a lot of people in Philadelphia that wouldn't do that. Like, look, we all have our biases, right? If you don't like a player, sometimes you don't take him. But I've come in second place too many times in fantasy to have any kind of principles that way. I
never even thought of it. I had picked 10th in our draft, and Zeke Elliott was there, and I was picking Zeke Elliott. I don't care what. I was going to take Zeke Elliott, and I got him. And last year I had Amari Cooper. Well, of course he was a Raider when I picked him, but I had no trouble when he got traded to Dallas. I would never submarine my own fantasy team because it's 17 weeks of torture anyway. And why exacerbate it by excluding certain guys? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think for you now, there's no reason for you to not look at Saints, right? If you had the chance to get Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara,
you're right. Give me all of those guys. Yeah, you're right about that. I would never. That's interesting, though. 610-632-0975. I wonder how many Philadelphia fantasy football players follow the same dictum as that.
Well, Tyler seems to have taken advantage on this. Tyler, you have some experience with this in your league?
Yeah, so we're in a 12-team league. I would bet probably half the guys feel that way. Where they won't draft an NFC East player. And I'm on the flip side. I'm trying to win money. Therefore, Dak Prescott's my starting quarterback.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's funny. I mean, it's of course, I shouldn't listen to either of you guys. This anti-Temple talk I just put up with.
It's not anti-Temple.
Well, I mean, you went to Fordham. I mean, like Fordham. They are called the Rams. That's a good thing. But, I mean, that's about all. That's the only thing you can say about their football program.
Not a seven blocks of granite type guy.
That's true. That's true. All right, Joe. A little history there. Good job. But talking about QB1s, I want to ask Joey this. Because the quarterback, Cam Newton is now gone, in my opinion, as a QB1. But would you think about, I mean, would you seriously consider guys like Josh Allen, Andy Dalton, or they say even a Mitchell Trubisky as QB1s?
Depends on who it is. I would never consider Andy Dalton anything. So he's not going to be on any team that I own. I do think, though, that any time that you have the opportunity to get a quarterback who has running ground value, I think that you have some potential streaming options there. Trubisky is a good quarterback on the ground. Clearly not a good quarterback in the pocket. No, we saw that last week. And Josh Allen is a guy who's a dynamic runner in Buffalo.
That's about all he is.
So far. So, yeah. I mean, if I'm in a bad spot, and I was in the position to draft Cam Newton to begin with, it's not that big of a pill for me to swallow to try to give Josh Allen a start if he's the only one who's around just because of what he can do on the ground.
How about two other names I'll hit you with because they're important to me because they're my second and third string quarterbacks. We have a big draft. It's a 19-round draft. Jacoby Brissett and Derek Carr. Now, I mean, I got Russell Wilson, and hopefully he's as invulnerable as he always is. But, I mean, Brissett, he's right on that border. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's ever a guy who's going to get you three touchdowns and 350 yards.
Sure.
Can he get you two a week?
Right, and that's what you're going to ask for, right? Can he get you one rushing, one passing maybe? Can he do that sort of stuff? I am lower on Jacoby Brissett than a lot of people are. I'd probably rank Derek Carr ahead of him in terms of my pecking order if I were you and I had Russell Wilson. I'm trying to figure out who the backup is, but... the one thing that I have seen is that I don't think that Indy is just going to go quietly into the night because Andrew Luck retired. I think they're going to be competitive. They're going to be in some games, and they still do have some weapons. So, I mean, he's an option, certainly. I don't know what to make of Carr now if you see more of a commitment to the pass game rather than just running Josh Jacobs all the time in Oakland. Then that could be an option for you as well. But quarterback is not a terribly deep position.
Now you're right about that. It is not. It is not a deep position. So we'll segue from a fantasy perspective, Joe, back to this Eagle-Falcon game. Somebody, our boy Reed from Charlotte, really was talking about it. And it's, I mean, I see this more now because I have Alshon Jeffrey on my team. I think it's just more of a Jeffrey / Ertz game here than it's going to be that big home run ball. And I see Carson Wentz making liberal use of Zach Ertz here as a way to get the ball down the field.
I half agree. I think that it's a big-time Alshon Jeffrey game. I just don't think that Atlanta has any kind of matchup answer for a guy like Alshon Jeffrey. I watched last week as Josh Norman, who's a pretty good corner for Washington, was fast enough to cover Alshon Jeffrey, but it didn't matter. Ball placement, he bullied him and stuff like that on jump ball situations. I'd anticipate that it's the same case with Atlanta. I don't know. I actually think even coming off of the injury, I like their linebackers a little bit. I like Deion Jones and his ability to cover. Keanu Neal's a good safety as well, even though the ball bounced off of him to Torrey Smith to kind of spur the Eagles' Super Bowl run. I don't know how available the tight ends are. I could be wrong, but I just felt all week that I feel like the tight ends might not be as involved as they've been in the past. And that's even with saying DeSean Jackson likely not going to have 150-something yards on six catches or whatever he has.
Right.
I do agree, though, 100% with Alshon Jeffrey. I think he's going to have a big, big game against Atlanta.
Yeah, I think, well, good. I'd like to see that. You know, I'm just thinking about what Jim had said when he called in from about the. I mean, this is a game the Eagles should win. They are a better team than Atlanta, you know. But I just think it's a little nagging, and they're only a 2-point number. The Eagles are way more than 2 points better than Atlanta. But I think what the odds makers are saying is that the Falcons are already, and especially if God forbid New Orleans wins tomorrow,
right?
The Falcons will be looking at going 0-2 and 2 games behind New Orleans after 2 weeks of the season.
Well, and the other half of it is that, you know, you're at home, so that factors in some way. So it's possible that the odds makers view this as a 4 or 5 point game, and then you go back the other way, 3 points for home field advantage. I don't know. That game is giving me fits here as I'm trying to whittle down the selection. Like, I just don't know. Because at that point, literally, when you're talking about a point and a half, you're talking about who wins the game.
You're right. And it's so attractive looking at -2. Can't the Eagles win this game by a field goal? I mean, you would think your knee-jerk reaction certainly is, well, where's the nearest kiosk here? Let me get this done. But the Falcons, you know, they were so pushed in the preseason as being a comeback team, and don't sleep on the Falcons. They're going to be much better. And, man, they got stomped last week in Minnesota, and now they come in here pretty banged up.
Yeah, they do. And not only that, you're looking at the offensive line in particular being banged up, and that is obviously one of the strengths of the Eagles team is even with the Malik Jackson injury, their interior defensive linemen are pretty fearsome. So it's something that they're going to have to pay attention to if you're Atlanta, and you don't have, as we were talking about with Jim McCormick, the ground game with Devontae Freeman that you feel really good about. Ito Smith does nothing for me in terms of excitement.
I certainly agree with that. I think the Falcons ground game can almost be ignored, to tell you the truth. I agree with you there, but the loss of Jackson, that is a blow after just, you know, like one half a game. You know what I mean? You sign that guy to a big contract, and that's it. And Liz Frank injury, he is out for the season.
That's significant.
Yeah, so, but I think Philadelphia, thank God they got a lot of depth on the defensive line. They should be able to at least deal with it.
610-632-0975. We do have wide open phone lines for the first time in a long time, so feel free to hop aboard. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk to Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire. It's Pat Callahan, Joe Torti right here on This Week in Pro Football.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, we are broadcasting live from the gorgeous, fabulous, brand spanking new Parks Casino Sportsbook here right by the west entrance of the Parks Casino in Bensalem, right off of Street Road. And you know what? You can come here. It's fabulous. It's gorgeous. And I would highly recommend it. But in the event that you can't find your way here, or maybe, you know, you have a rough opening start, the 1 o'clock games don't go your way, your fantasy team's losing, you're losing money, you know what? Doesn't matter. You just pull up the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. You can bet with the best, my guys, my team. Here's how it works. You download the app. You go to parkscasino.com/PA is the other way to do it. PARXcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code GREEN. They're going to give you a risk-free bet of up to $500, right? And you know what? Maybe the NFL is not your thing. It certainly wasn't mine if I was looking at fantasy purposes last week. Maybe you move on. You do baseball, tennis, golf, MMA, soccer, and more. Bet with the best, my guys, my team, at Parks Casino, the sportsbook app. Download the app. Use promo code GREEN to get your risk-free bet of up to 500 smackers. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The new Fanatic pregame show starring Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Gibbons. This Sunday at 5, live from our new home, the beautiful new Parks Casino Sportsbook. And we're flying from the PHL to the ATL for the Bird Brawl in Atlanta. Westbrook, Avant, and Gibbons break it all down.
Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. In the App Store or at parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The new Fanatic pregame show starring Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and Devon Gibbons. Sunday at 5 on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
College comes quickly, so why wait until the season is upon you to start tackling college cost? Unlock college savings early through your Park Bank account. With our College Tuition Rewards Program, parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles earn points redeemable to reduce college tuition costs at participating universities and colleges. Find more details and product restrictions at parkbank.com. That's Park with an E. Or call us toll-free at 866-727-5325 to experience a return to better banking. Member FDIC.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Hershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
With fine wine and good spirits. Celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month with Kentucky's claim to fame. No, no, not hot chicken or bluegrass music. On second thought, keep the banjo. I'm talking the southern charm of Kentucky bourbon. Stop into your local fine wine and good spirits today and save $3 on 750 milliliter bottles of Knob Creek and Basil Hayden straight bourbon. Offers end September 29, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
Life, they say, is all about the journey. But what about the road to reclaiming our health? There is rarely joy in that journey. At Penn Medicine, we believe precision means more than advanced tools and databases. It means using the knowledge gained through years of research and practice to get your diagnosis right the first time, so you can enjoy the remarkable journey that lies ahead. Just one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover more at PennMedicine.org.
Text and text additional $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest lease rebate and approved credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Kerbeck's 2019 model year closeout event specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was $36.5, now $25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 7-passenger GMC Acadia. Just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. The 2019 model year closeout event. 2019 GMC Acadia, $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore, $99 a month. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Hey, this is Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football, broadcasting live from the Parks Casino Sportsbook. And I've got to say, sometimes you know the places. You go in and you're just overwhelmed. There's too much information. There's too many lights. There's too many flashing things. And you know what? You're beyond that, right? You're beyond just the, ooh, this is glittery. This is shiny. You need to come down to the Parks Casino Sportsbook here in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. It is fabulous. I'm talking about the reclining chairs. They're leather. They've got your phone charger USB plugs right there ready to go. And you just post up. You set up in front of any of these massive high-definition screens that are going to bring you everything. Tottenham Crystal Palace, if you want to get your English Premier League on, go ahead and make that happen. You're looking at golf, LPGA Tour, college football, pro football, mixed martial arts, you name it, they've got it. And it is fabulous. You don't have to look far for drinks and refreshments and food. All of that is at your fingertips right here at the Parks Casino Sportsbook. If you can't make it, download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. Bet on football all season long. My guys, my team, Parks Casino. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports talk for Bensalem and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torti starting hour number three on This Week in Pro Football here on 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Let's get right to this guy, the host of the NFL Matchup Show, the author of the best-selling book, Philly Special, Sal Palantonio. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, Pat. Can't get enough of This Week in Pro Football. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Doing great,
who
Sal.
Who can't get enough of this,
yeah, it's
Sal?
Impossible.
I mean, who can't get enough of this program, especially during the 11 o'clock hour when Sal Pal joins us? All right, Sal, let's go. I'm going to hit you with this. This game tomorrow night, Philadelphia at Atlanta. And you know how you and I and Joey and everybody else over all these years, we talked about psychology here. Atlanta 0-1, a terrible performance against Minnesota. Now their home opener. They may be, God forbid, looking at a 2-0 Saints team by the time they kick off. How much of a role is psychology playing in this game tomorrow night in the team that the Eagles are facing?
Pat, I think it's big. I think it's very, very big. I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think this team, they just gave Julio Jones a lot of money. They have playoff aspirations. Unlike the Washington Redskins, unlike the Redskins, they are home. They are coming off a brutal loss. Any home dog coming off a double-digit loss, it, to me, you know, the history suggests you bet that team. And, you know, this is one of those three games on the schedule that I had the Eagles losing before the season started. This one at Green Bay and at Dallas. I had the Eagles 13-3 this year. There's some challenging games, but I think that this one was a loss before the season started. And now the Falcons are, without a doubt, desperate. Don't want to go 0-2 in that division. Definitely not.
Sal, last year when we were talking to you early on about the flags and the penalties and things like that that were going on, we were focused on an entirely different kind of penalty, the new emphasis on lowering the head as an offensive player, and eventually over the course of the season, that thing largely turned into a nothing burger. Now the new shiny thing that's different is throwing the challenge flag for defensive pass interference. We saw a lot of teams doing it with mixed varied success this year. How big of a storyline do you see that being last week and then, of course, moving forward?
Well, Joe, it's called This Week in Pro Football, not Last Week in Pro Football. So let us focus on what's happening this week. And what I heard around the league this week was the 25% increase in the number of holding calls on offensive linemen in week one. The biggest point of emphasis among Al Riveron and his officiating crews was to get the backside holding calls eliminated. Backside holding eliminated by increasing the number of calls in the run game specifically. A lot of offensive linemen were grabbing defensive players, grabbing them from behind when they were running the outside zone read, which is now, of course, fashionable in the NFL in the running game. And it was something that they showed over and over again in the offseason to offensive linemen, offensive line coaches, head coaches,
When the referees came into training camp, they said this is something we're going to call in the regular season. And they exploded on the scene with a lot of calls in week one. And you saw it all over the league, holding calls on offensive linemen. And I think that that's one thing that you got to watch specifically in this game, because I think both of these teams are going to run the ball a lot.
Sal, talking to Sal Palantonio, the host of the NFL Matchup Show and the author of Philly Special. I noted that too, Sal, about the offensive holding. But I had mentioned earlier in the show, as far as this Eagle game is concerned, that can Doug be trusted, Doug Peterson, to actually commit to a running game? In other words, I think this is a game where you want to keep the Falcons' offense off the field. How about running Jordan Howard 15 times? Do you think it's in Doug's DNA to commit to that kind of a offensive game plan?
Well, I think it can be. I mean, it has in the past. Don't forget, the Eagles have a completely different run game than the one that the Falcons faced last week in the Minnesota Vikings. That was a power run game that the Vikings, unleashed on the Falcons. A lot of pulling guards, pulling tackles, second back through kind of stuff, fullback lead draw kind of stuff. Especially in the A and B gaps, and they just steamrolled the Falcons' defensive line. And I think that the Eagles' offensive line, although more athletic, they run a different run game than the Minnesota Vikings, I think the Eagles' offensive line can dominate. I'm not concerned about that at all, Pat, and I think that they will use the run. That'll open up a lot of things for the Eagles offensively. I think the number one concern has to be, can they hold up in pass defense against Sanu and Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley and a very good tight end in Austin Hooper?
Speaking with Sal Palantonio of ESPN, you can catch him on the NFL Matchup Show. He's also the author of the best-selling book, Philly Special. Now, the other game that we're looking at, of course, one of the premier games, New Orleans and the Rams. Sal, lots of storylines and lots of things to focus, especially considering all of the controversy surrounding that game last year and the fact that it's an NFC title game rematch. Do you consider that to be the game of the week this week?
Yeah, I do. In many ways, I think it's the game of the week. I think the Eagles-Falcons game is a huge game. But obviously, for the Eagles, I don't think they want to see either one of these teams get off to a 2-0 start. I'm talking about the Rams and or New Orleans. I think specifically with New Orleans, you never want to go to New Orleans and have to play New Orleans in New Orleans in the playoffs. You just don't. They're very tough to beat there unless you had the refs help.
Here we go.
I know I had to do that, Pat. I like the Rams. I like the Rams a lot in this game. Not a little bit. I like them a lot. I think the Rams will be able to get after Drew Brees. I like what I saw last week in the Rams pass rush. The Rams got lucky. They escaped last week. They should have lost that game. They escaped with a win. They're coming off a short week, and they got to go to L.A., and it's L.A.'s home opener. I like L.A. a lot.
It's supposed to be 90 degrees kickoff, so I don't know if that bothers you. Saints playing in an air-conditioned environment, hopefully it bothers them a lot. Sal, the other, good game or early season type of statement game is Minnesota traveling to Green Bay.
Now,
off this Thursday night game, now all of a sudden the Packers have the 85 Bears D. Now, I mean, they won the game 10-3 on a Thursday night against Mitchell Trubisky. So I'd like to check this a little bit, all of a sudden mania about Green Bay's defense. Do you think it's that much improved, and do you like Green Bay here?
I do like Green Bay. And I like Mike Pettine and what he's done with the defense. It's a different defense that they've had in Green Bay. All those years of the static look from Dom Capers with Mike Pettine. Now Mike Pettine's an acolyte of Rex Ryan. Multiple different kinds of looks. He'll send players at the quarterback from different spots on the field. He loves to sprinkle in a corner blitz, a safety blitz. He's very good. He's got a good safety. It's a safety-based defense. Darnell Savage, that's why they drafted him. So this is a different Green Bay defense, and I think it'll be much more effective I don't think they'll get away with loading up and running a ball on the Packers like that. I just think that, the Packers will be ready for whatever Minnesota brings to the table offensively.
Sal, it was a rough evening for the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road in Foxborough, like pretty much every evening is that they have to go up there and take on New England. What do you anticipate them looking like against Seattle at home this week in pro football?
Yeah, I like... Thanks, Joe. I like Seattle against Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is reeling. Ben just looked... He looked like he was still in training camp. And, you double Juju Smith-Schuster, and all of a sudden there's no place to go with the football.
Yeah.
And James Conner's just not as dynamic a back as Le'Veon Bell. We all know that. And I just like Seattle in this game a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting, Sal, that the effect of Brown's absence on that Steeler lineup and that the pressure it's putting on Schuster and the pressure it puts on Conner. And you're right, it may be exposing Conner a little bit. It's early to say. But talking about receivers, though, Sal, we're a little truncated here because of Temple football. So I wanted to get to the top five because the Eagles and the Falcons are two teams that really I think this top five applies to. It's presented by the good folks, my boy Pat McConney and Gleason's Bar in Levittown, Bucks County, located at 6700 Mill Creek, right next to the Truman High. Gleason's is under new ownership, and Pat McConney has big plans on the horizon, so stop by Monday through Friday for happy hour specials and pregame Sunday with a bacon Bloody Mary, Joe Torti's favorite drink, and check out the new TVs. Gleason's Bar in Levittown, Bucks County. The top five is the top five receiver core, not just wide receiver, receiver slash tight end. The top five receiving core in the NFL right now. All right, so.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, so let me go
really
first
here. I like that one.
Yeah, because I think there are six that I thought are clearly the top, and I had to winnow one out. And I'm going to rank them here. I'm going to say Atlanta's is fifth. I mean, it's a very potent wide receiver core. I got Atlanta five, Kansas City four. That's assuming Hill. Tyreek Hill is available. Okay, I know he's not, but I mean, I have New England three, and that could
be
high.
He's not available, Pat. So how can put him in there?
Because
what are you doing, Pat? Come on.
Nah, because I'm not being this week, Sal. I'm sorry, but only I can do that. I can do the non this week.
You're transcendent of those rules. Okay.
That's right.
I got it.
Hey, Joe, he's grandfathered in, Joe.
I'm afraid I am. I'm afraid I am, Sal. I got New England three.
Yeah.
I got the Rams two. I actually have Philadelphia one. And it's certainly Jackson's performance last week, I think, buttresses that. Because now you have Jackson, you have Jeffrey, you got the two tight ends, and you still have Aguilar. That's an extremely potent wide receiver core, and that's how I'd rank him. Sal, what about you?
Yeah, I would say Eagles 1, New England 2, Rams 3, Falcons 4, and then 5, it's tough. I kind of like... That's a tough one. I can't really come up with a really potent.
Well, the other one might be Cleveland. Cleveland was my sixth one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to take. I just think that Michael Thomas is such an outlier. He's so good at route running. His hands are so good. I'm going to go New Orleans at number five, just because of Thomas.
All right.
I've got a lot of the same names, different orders, though. I've got the Browns number five, which I literally can't believe Pat Callahan just swooped right in and just mentioned. The Eagles number four. Oh. I have the Rams number three, the Falcons number two, and the Patriots number one.
I don't like the Eagles as much as I do, obviously.
I like the Eagles as not, yeah, not, yeah, I do. I like the Eagles as number one. I agree with you, Pat. I just think their offense is going to... They're on pace to score 30 points a game like they did when they won the Super Bowl.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to me, tomorrow night, it's all about, key to the game for me is Schwartz learned his lesson in the first half against the Redskins. He, according to ESPN stats and information, he sent the blitz 22% of the time, which is way up from his average of last year, which was 15.8, which was in the bottom three of the league. So in the first half, he set the blitz 22% of the time. His percentage of blitz called were way up. And then he, in the second half, dialed it way down to 9% of Case Keenum's dropbacks. He called the blitz. So he cut it in half. He kept the ball in front of him. It was a good, I thought, adjustment by Jim Schwartz. And, you know, they really relied on McLeod and Jenkins. Both of them played 100% of the defensive snaps. So did Nigel Bradham. They're going to wear out Nigel Bradham, by the way. They need to get him some help.
Right.
But, you know, he led the team in solo tackles, but he also led the team in missed tackles, according to Pro Football Focus last week. So Nigel Bradham, boy, they're going to wear him out if they keep him on the field as much as they did last week against the Washington Redskins. They need to definitely help him out a little bit.
All right.
I think defense is so, so important in this game. If they're going to win it, they must keep, like they did in the last three wins against the Falcons, keep Jones out of the end zone and keep the big plays in front of them. Don't let them get behind those two safeties.
All right, Sal, I want to finish up with this, and that's because it's the thing that I'm most jealous of when it comes to you, is you are one of, what is it, 44? Sal, is that the right number? Hall of Fame electors?
There's 46 Hall of Fame selectors,
right.
And Pat, I was just named to the exclusive Blue Ribbon Pro Football Hall of Fame selection committee for the centennial class.
That's right.
And on that committee is Ernie Accorsi, Ozzie Newsome, Bill Belichick, Jared Bell of USA Today, myself. It's really an exclusive group, and it's 25 members of that committee to vote in the 2020 centennial class of the Pro Football
Hall
of Fame. So I'm really excited to be part of this group.
I think, this is a one-shot deal where the NFL is going to basically throw open the doors here for this centennial class. And instead of electing five, they're electing 20. Is that right?
No. It's a different deal, Pat. So there's going to be the regular five.
Right.
And then a centennial class of an additional 20.
Okay.
There's two different groups completely.
All right, and the class of 20, would that include current potential enshrinees, or are they looking back to non-modern?
Mostly it's going to be seniors and retired people. Yeah,
right.
And so it's going to be pretty interesting.
It's going to be great. I mean, that's a lot of fun for you to do, and I'm jealous about that.
I'm totally honored, Pat. I'll keep you guys posted as we do these deliberations through the fall.
And don't listen to any subliminal Roman Gabriel-type comments from anybody, Sal. I want you to strictly make this call yourself, okay?
Yeah. I don't mind saying that, I'm going to get on the soapbox, pound the table for Dick Vermeil and Harold Carmichael.
All right. That's interesting. Certainly Vermeil. Yeah, it's a shame. Maybe if he stays another year in St. Louis, they maybe pull off another one. But all right, listen, Sal, we're up against it. We appreciate you taking all this time, and we look forward to talking to you next week on This Week in Pro Football.
All right, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Thank you, Sal. Talk to you next week. There you go, Sal Palantonio, ESPN.
I should be on that hall. I mean, should I or should I not?
I mean, your credentials are impeccable, Jack.
6-1. I don't know Jack about the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
We'll be right back. We do have wide open phone line, 610-632-0975. This is This Week in Pro Football on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, broadcasting all season long from the beautiful new sleek state-of-the-art sportsbook here at Parks Casino. It's a beautiful place. I'd recommend to anybody that you come down here and take a look at this 7,500-square-foot space. Lots of state-of-the-art touches. 156-foot high-definition video wall. A great place to sit here and watch football. The beer garden out back. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. So why don't you come out here? You can check that out. All kinds of live screen, big screen televisions. You can make all kinds of interesting prop bets. Number of receptions by Eagles receivers, number of sacks by Eagles defensive linemen, yardage type things. Very interesting stuff. You know, it replaces the old-time pools that we used to do back in the day. I guess you guys, the millennials I'm stuck here with, never did it. But anyway, so I'd recommend anybody come down here to the Parks Casino located on Street Road, exit off of 95 and the PA Turnpike. Full food and beverage menus available, wine, beer, cocktails, everything you might want to need to watch some football. So why don't you come on down here? You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatics, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan take you into the green zone during every Birds game this season. about the game during the game. Get real-time conversation about changes in the money line, point spreads, and prop bets. If it's happening around the league, it's in the Green Zone. The Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan. Live during all Birds games on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How many times have you heard a commercial on TV or radio advertising a free or low-cost kit to form a limited liability company? Everything is included, they say, but they then advise you that they are not attorneys. What's missing is an attorney to advise you whether you want a limited liability company, an S-Corp or a C-Corp, for the best protection against liability and the most tax advantages. Whistler Perlstein has formed thousands of entities, been around for 75 years, and are located locally in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. We have 35-plus attorneys with expertise covering these issues and many others. Call Mike O'Donohue at 610-825-8400 or go to their website, www.whistlerperlstein.com. Give us a call. We can help.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Oh, football, football, football. And you can, if you're interested in a little action, bet with my guys, my team, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Sign up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA. Use promo code SPORTS to get your risk-free bet up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refundable or loss of a free bet. Must be present in PA. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Eagles fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for over 45 years. Don't settle for watching the game on the couch again this season. Start a new tradition this Sunday. Join hundreds of your closest Birds fans for Eagles away game parties at Xfinity Live, presented by Miller Lite. Watch the game on our 32-foot HD screen, the largest on the East Coast. Enjoy our $5 game day menu and grab ice-cold $3 Miller Lights all day long. And remember, the first Miller Lite's always on us.
All right. First Bank's business philosophy centers around the idea of personal bankers and real relationships. Being a First Bank customer comes with access to personal bankers, ones who know you and your business almost as well as you do. I know this personally because my friend Joe Calabro is a market exec at First Bank. He's been a leader and lender in the Southeast PA market for almost 30 years. Not only is Joe a banker that I know can get things done, but he also builds meaningful relationships with his clients. Joe and his team go above and beyond to work with clients and keep their best interests in mind. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a commercial bank for your business, stop in and see Joe or any member of his team at their Westchester office located at 121 North Walnut Street, or give them a call, 484-881-3810. That's 484-881-3810. They'll be happy to see you. First Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Sports Talk, Warriorsburg, and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here in our final segment of this week's episode of This Week in Pro Football 97.5. The Fanatic, Joey T, we're knocked off a little bit early this week because of Temple football. As Temple continues its Power 5 coaching apprenticeship program, if Temple wins the next couple of games, of course, there'll be a press conference sometime thereafter, okay, where Joe Torty will be named the new coach at Temple University.
Yeah, and the old coach has moved on to Texas Tech or some other prestigious
that
job, you know?
That is correct.
Something like that.
That is correct. So, God bless my alma mater there. Hopefully they win today. All right, we got a couple things to do here, Joe. How about the little, by the way, Sal Pal was presented by First Bank. I always forget to do that, First Bank in New Jersey. And how about a little Do You Remember, presented by the good folks at Park Bank. You probably don't remember this, Joe, I assume. But the Eagles played the Falcons on the road in 1978 in a first-round playoff game.
Yes.
Remember watching this, Pal?
Yeah, it was a Sunday. I remember.
It was a Sunday. Very good, Joey. Very good. And the thing notable about it, because obviously the Eagles played, they were playing the Falcons, which is why I did this, but the Eagles didn't have a kicker. And those of you who, like me, are graying will remember this, that Dick Vermeil actually decided to go into the playoffs without replacing his kicker, who was injured. So he was using Mike Michelle, who was the punter. And it was just a dreadful decision. Dreadful decision. And of course, you know, when dreadful decisions, when they have a chance to happen, this is what happens.
There's been one situation all year long that Vermeil has never been able to solve, and that was a kicking game. He shuffled punters around. Then when Nick Neckemeyer went down with a broken rib, he elected not to add another field goal kicker. He felt that Michelle could do both. And now the day of reckoning has come. Right now, with 17 seconds, he's going to find out whether that decision was a good one. 17 seconds. I wonder if Atlanta would call another one. 34-yard attempt by Michelle. Gyra to hold. We'll just watch it. You'll know.
It's good.
No, it isn't.
No good.
I thought it was good. It's no good.
There you go. No good. Imagine that. Dick Vermeil, who Sal was just talking about getting into the Hall of Fame. Well, they won't be on this one. Not replacing your kicker, going into a playoff game, a kicker who misses one of two extra points and misses both field goals, and you lose a playoff game 14-13. What do you think, Joey?
Yeah, that is a pretty rough way to go. We've been thinking about this being the dark age for NFL kickers. You think of the double doink for Cody Parkey and everybody else. Zane Gonzalez missing kicks all over the place, but man, oh man, to not even try. Just like throw out. I think a punter did kick really well last week, though, right? Was it the Chargers punter?
Yeah.
Who did like really well?
Yeah, he did a nice job. He did. But imagine going into a playoff game. Boy, the times are different now. I mean, you have so many specialists now and everything. It's getting like baseball, you know. But I bet you no coach ever makes that decision.
Yeah, not going to happen.
But anyway, that was Do You Remember, presented by Park Bank. How about a little Eagle prediction, presented by M&T Bank? We're talking about this game for 2.5 hours, Joey T. It's time to step up here and, pick a winner.
Yeah, it's time to pick a winner. I've been really having trouble with this game all week because the Eagles are definitely a better team. Atlanta is... people want to downplay how desperate Atlanta is and how much they need this game. And the number's 1.5.
Wow.
My prediction is on the road, the Eagles win 21-20.
No,
so, like, if you're
but you
inside.
Guys, you guys were saying it's the line is begging you to take Atlanta.
Yes.
I think the line's begging you to take Philadelphia. It's 1.5. The line is saying you got to take the Eagles here. They're clearly more than 1.5 points better than Atlanta. And it's almost like the sharps are saying, we think Atlanta's going to win, but we want your money on the Eagles.
Interesting. Well, the way that I looked at it was that in any time that I'm picking games, I usually look at the way that the line opens and where it is and try to figure out what they are suggesting and then compare that to what I would set the line at, and that's kind of where it'd be. I expected the Eagles to be about a 4-point favorite on the road at this point. To see them at 1.5 makes me wonder if Atlanta's going to give them a bigger push than maybe a lot of people were anticipating. So that's why I was saying that it's kind of an Atlanta lean for me if I were a betting man looking at the line that way.
But you see Philadelphia winning the game.
21-20.
21-20.
Yeah.
Right there, Joe. Right
there. You go. What about you, Pat?
Well, let me go to Tyler Zuli first. Tyler, okay. are you with us? And who's your pick in this game?
Yeah, this one, quite frankly, it stinks. I hate this game. I've always been under the belief that you take the home dog. And I've actually been saying since the schedule came out 3 months ago that this is going to be a loss for the Eagles. This is one of their 5 losses that I think they have. I'm taking Atlanta in this one.
All right. I'm taking Philadelphia. I just think they're the better team. At some point, you take the better team. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the money line here is interesting. It's 130. So, if you want to win 100 bucks on the Eagles on the straight-up money line, you got to put 130 on it. That seems to me to belie the spread being so narrow. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like, absolutely.
So, I just think Philadelphia has too much talent. And I think, like I said to Joey earlier, just get through the first quarter. If you're 7-7, the end of the first quarter, I think then the adrenaline that Atlanta's going to play with based on desperation is going to dissipate a little bit and the Eagles win again.
Similar theory to what I had against Washington last week, where if you can survive, because Washington did play a lot of their people in the preseason and the Eagles didn't.
That's right.
If you can keep it close, then eventually you'll take over. The game played out exactly the way that I anticipated, but watching the game, it felt worse. I didn't think that they were ever going to be down 17 at any point.
That was ridiculous. And then they hit that big play near the end of their first half. Yes. That was a pivotal play in the game and really relaxed Philadelphia a little bit and let them know that they were going to stay in the game. But I wouldn't duplicate that.
No.
I probably wouldn't use that.
It's not the blueprint.
tomorrow against a team that's got Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley and Mohamed Sanu and... No, you don't want to do that. But I think the Eagles will keep us close enough to win the game. All right, and now we go to the dreaded pick segment presented by the good folks at UGI. All three of us went 2-1.
How about that? Yeah. Hope springs eternal.
You think we can keep that percentage up?
67. I have got a guaranteed 0-3 week.
Yeah, you know what? I'm staring at these picks, and I just feel 0-3 is written all over them. I do. I don't know if Zuli feels the same way, but I know you and I look like we're 0-6ing our way to next week's show. All right, so you still have the con. You won last year, and we all pushed last week, so it's Joey T.
I am taking 3 garbage teams and points this week. I'll start off, I guess, with the least garbage of these teams. Detroit is, I think, just going to smack the Chargers around. I think that Detroit plus 2.5 is a pretty good one. That's probably the one that I feel the best about on the board. As the Chargers not that great on the road and all kinds of banged up. I'm taking Washington 5.5 against Dallas. I just don't think that this game's going to be all that widespread. Everybody's going to anticipate every game that certain teams play in to be blowouts now because of the way that Week 1 went. I think that's an overreaction. I think Washington keeps this one close enough. Even if they don't win, I'll take Washington and the 5.5. And the donkey of the day, 19.5 is too many. I am taking Miami and the 19.5. This is an NFL football team, conceivably. I know that lots of people are checked out and trying to get traded and things like that. I don't anticipate that New England is going to keep the foot on the gas pedal all the way through the fourth quarter. I'll take 3 dogs. Miami and the 19 is the biggest donkey pick I think I've ever made in my life.
Now you're taking 3 dogs. That's a fact. The fact that they're getting points has nothing to do with it. I mean, you're taking 3 dogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like straight up dogs.
That is a dicey strategy there, JT. I got to tell you, man.
Not good.
But 19.5, you're right. That's a daunting number. Tyler Zuli, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be probably on standby for the 46-man for the Chargers roster this week. So I am also taking the Lions with the points. I think that just screams trap game for the Chargers. So I'll take the Lions with the points. I'm going against my better judgment in going with the team coming west to east. I am taking the San Francisco 49ers in Cincinnati. I believe they're getting 1.5. I think they win that game outright. And so I'll take the 49ers with the points. Not sold on Gardner Minshew. I was sold on Gardner Minshew, the Washington State product. Not sold on Gardner Minshew, the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback. I'll take Houston minus whatever the line is. I think that's going to be a 2-touchdown game. So I will take Detroit with the points, San Francisco with the points, and Houston laying the 8.5.
Minshew actually did reasonably well last week, Tyler. I mean,
against the dicey Chiefs defense.
Yeah, that's true.
You said Houston's that yourself earlier.
Don't cheat, Zuli.
What did I say, 8.5? Okay, I'll take the 9. They're going to win by 14.
Okay, you said minus whatever. Just want to make sure. All right, PC.
All right.
Or JC, as it were. Here we go.
I like those Pittsburgh Steelers minus 4 against Seattle. God almighty, we just spent 2.5 hours talking about why they're...
how they're done.
Yeah, I know. And I've seen them do this too many times, where they are horrible on national TV on a road game, but then they come back and smack somebody in a home game. And I just don't like the way Seattle starts. You know, they just don't show up in the first half. And that Neanderthal game plan of theirs, I think Pittsburgh gets up 14-0 here, and they manage to cover. My idiot pick of the week is I'm going to go with the New York Giants. There's New York football Giants getting points at home against Buffalo and their tight end / quarterback, Josh Allen. The Giants actually acquitted themselves reasonably well statistically last week. Eli was 30 of 44, over 300 yards. Barkley is the best running back in the NFL. I mean, he is really a talent. Now, Buffalo, tough D, but Barkley's going to get enough touches, I think. I think the Giants win this game, for God's sake. I don't know. And then the last one is I'm going to take the Rams minus two. Under the same theory we were talking about with the Eagles and the Falcons, I think the Rams should win this game by a field goal. I think it's a field goal game. It's 27-24, or maybe a duplicate of last week's score for L.A., 30-27. I think that's the way it goes. Hopefully the Rams pull it out. I'll take the Rams minus two.
All right, so there we go. That is the dreaded pick segment this week. And, yeah, Tyler probably feels good about Houston in particular. I would assume that that's probably the game that he feels the best about.
Yeah, that's the only one I like.
This could be a 1-8 week for us, friends. This could be rough, depending. I hope that it's not. I hope that we continue our 66% dominance, but I don't know. This is the hardest week, I think. I was looking ahead at the early lines and stuff like that. I think this is the hardest week of the season just because of how little information there is, and you got a lot of tough games to pick right now. So there you go.
That trivia question, I'll give the answer. Nobody got it, right?
None of the callers got it, yeah.
Come on, that was not that hard a question. Name the...
One of the hosts got it.
Besides New England. Joe Torti got it. Now, New England was the one with 11. Three teams have been to the Super Bowl 8 times. Dallas, Pittsburgh, they were obvious.
Yeah, those were the obvious ones. You know. San Francisco didn't lose enough Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They won five. They did not lose enough.
Now, the other team is Denver.
Yes.
Denver, but they're more nondescript. You just don't think of the Broncos that much, but they've been there a bevy of times, eight times, and usually got boxed in the ears, but they did manage to win a couple in the later Elway years. But Denver Broncos, eight times in the Super Bowl.
3-5 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Denver Broncos.
Good stuff. That is good stuff.
All right, so final thoughts on the game, Pat. I know that we've been talking about the ground game, tight ends, things like that. We've been talking about high scoring versus low scoring. You buy into the Atlanta desperation a little bit, even though you're picking the Eagles?
I do buy into it. I think just stay there, just weather it, and the Eagles will win the game. I think talent usually always, what's his Bill Parcells say? It's not the X's and the O's, it's the Jimmys and the Joes. All right?
All right.
I do believe that. I mean, coaches can lose a game. Yeah, you know, like Bill O'Brien managed to do. He's so good at it.
Yeah.
Last week for Houston. But I think players win games. I think they just, the talent's going to win out. And I think Philadelphia's talent is superior to Atlanta's. You know, and of course, the next one word about the next brewing controversy in the NFL, Joe, is, I mean, Odell Beckham has a right to wear a watch during the game. But I mean, he's got to know what time it is, doesn't he?
I mean, when I saw that, and then, like, everything about it's been absurd. Like, you know, the fact that it's turned into such a big deal for other people is also absurd. But then the fact that he's wearing a watch that's like, there are conflicting reports on how much it's worth. Let's just say hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's orange?
Oh, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, has the NFL replaced the NBA as the diva sport? I mean, you know what I mean? And it's all wide receivers. What is with the wide receiver position in the National Football League?
It's a good question. Where have the Larry Fitzgeralds of the world gone?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you never hear a peep out of him. You never hear a peep out of, like, a guy like Alshon Jeffrey.
Nope.
Guys who, they score a touchdown, they just hand the ball. Look at Larry Fitzgerald. He scores a touchdown. He just finds the nearest official, hands him the ball.
Yeah, that's the
truth.
What's
the matter with him?
It's the wide receiver position's always been kind of a diva position.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
But that's why the guys like Larry Fitzgerald stick out and they stand out in your mind. But you're right. I mean, and in Cleveland in particular, that's why that team's never going to win anything. Because this is a soap opera team. You got a soap opera quarterback. You got soap opera wide receivers. You got a rookie head coach I'm not convinced has any clue what he's doing. You got backs who are, you know, outside of Nick Chubb, who I think is a decent back and seems to be a fairly low maintenance individual. You got Kareem Hunt coming in. That probably won't be a headache at all. Like, you got all kinds of things you got to worry about. But yeah, you're right. I mean, when you talk about, we were talking about it earlier, organizational stability and why the bad teams stay bad. Why should we believe that the Browns are going to be any better than they have been in the past? Because they've added some talent. Lots of teams add talent. Jacksonville adds talent all the time. Houston adds talent all the time. You don't see those teams really competing at a super high level year in and year out until you do develop some of that stability. So, Odell Beckham Jr., watch
it. Right, and you, the stability you mentioned is what you and I started this show with, is how certain organizations just can't seem to achieve it. And we were also talking about desperation games this week. We mentioned the Falcons. You know, Pittsburgh, they better win that game, right?
I mean,
but of course, Baltimore assuming Baltimore wins tomorrow, but that's a very easy start for them, Miami and Arizona. But, you know, you don't want to fall these two games back after 2 weeks. Chicago is in a little bit of a desperate state, would you
yes.
say?
Yeah, absolutely they're in a desperate state. Their defense came to play, only allowed 10 points to an Aaron Rodgers-led team. Your offense was abominably bad. You got to show something there because you did trade away Jordan Howard, put all your chips on the table with Tariq Cohen and Singletary and the guys that you have there that you're committed to in the running back position. Trubisky did nothing. He was missing people all over the place. You've got to find a way to get that done. Or Montgomery, rather. You've got to find a way to get that done when you're looking at competing in a division that's got some firepower there.
It's not just that typical. I'm just ranting about that with the Bears. It's such an epidemic in the NFL now. You can't just give the ball to one running back. Like Montgomery clearly is Chicago's best running back. No,
yeah.
He's going to get it eight times. Going to give it to the other guy eight times. Going to give it to Tariq Cohen eight times. Why? What is the point of it?
You know, but weren't just a Mike Davis guy?
Yeah, I'm not a Mike Davis guy. Come on. I think Chicago... You know, boy, I tell you, I think they're sweating Mitchell Trubisky. They really are, because they know what they passed on. Everybody knows what they passed on when they picked him. I think the Bears are, you know, they could really be in for some serious hissing fits in Chicago if he really regresses.
That might be my favorite draft trade of all time,
yeah.
Where it's so telegraphed that San Francisco wants Solomon Thomas so badly,
and they still conned
the Bears into trading what they traded to get Mitchell Trubisky, knowing what else is on. That might be my favorite NFL draft trade of all time.
Yeah, so we'll see what the landscape looks like, Joey, after only 2 weeks, but it is fascinating. We'll see, you know, when you and I meet next week, who is 0-2 and who really is pushing the desperate, the panic button at that point. But I see Philadelphia coming in 2-0, Joe. Is that Thursday night game? Is that their next game against Green Bay? Now they get the Lions in between, right?
Yes.
I mean, that should be a sleepwalk, I would think. But I mean, it's. I think the Eagles are going to be 2-0 going into that game against a home game against Detroit before they travel to Lambeau.
Well, hopefully that'll be the case. Obviously, lots to think about there, and this is a matchup that holds tons of intrigue, and we have to wait all day Sunday. But the flip side of it, of course, is that the eyes of the nation and the world will be on your Philadelphia Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. That's going to just about wrap things up from this week in pro football, broadcasting from the gorgeous, brand-new Parks Casino Sportsbook here in Ben Salem, PA, on Street Road. We've got all kinds of stuff to look forward to, obviously. Thank you very much, Jim McCormick, ESPN fantasy analyst, Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter. And we'll be doing this all season long, live on location. Thank you very much to the entire 97.5 The Fanatic crew made this broadcast possible, including Tyler Zuli back in the studio. Rick here on site was our engineer, Rick Murarchy, who is taking care of us on site. Pat will be back next week. We'll try to do a better job next week, and we'll see how we did in the dreaded pick segment as well. This week in pro football, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.